9 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Tell Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Tell Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. That's Texas, home of George Strait, the king. Ain't no such thing as chili with beans. That's Texas, hot as a flat top griddle. Ain't got a band if you ain't got a fiddle. That's Texas, with a capital T. If I can't go to heaven, I got a plan B. And that's Texas, yeah, that's Texas. Them two-step queens will bring you to your knees. Yeah, buddy, God sure blessed them. There's 50 states, but at the end of the day, there's one that you don't mess with. That's Texas, home of Robert Earl Keen. Ain't no such thing as chili with beans. That's Texas, hot as a flat top griddle. Ain't got a band if you ain't got a fiddle. That's Texas, with a capital T. If I can't go to heaven, I got a plan B. And that's Texas, yeah, that's Texas. Tell them about it, boys. just 4 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Tell Rough Riders Baseball.
Thirsty, trying to choose. I mean, I know I'm pretty cool. My nitty bag, my kitty boots. I got the juice, I got the juice.
Channel, Chatham's on. Foolies glad I'm home. Even my haters kinda glad I'm on. Rest in peace to my vagabond. Rapper, song, singer, suspended, subpoena. From misdemeanors, dreamer, held back. Sad Loki still a zen. And I still shake a bull squat. Praying for my broke. Got city on the come up. Shot that fucking Sosa. Shot my fucking fat trail. Shot my fucking Joseph. Playing Buenos Aires while they sleep in Buenos Noches. Wonder if I wrote this. Cause it's so crisp. The most brokest gold stock broker when I solstice. I could win an Oscar. Russian accent Husky. Acid addict Parsley. Avid actor.
Rough Riders Baseball is just 2 minutes away.
Hey, I hear the voice of the preacher from the back room. Calling my name and I follow just to find you. I trace the faith to a broken down television and put on the weather. Then I've trained myself to give up on the past, cause I've frozen time between hearses and caskets. Lost control when I panicked at the acid test. I wanna get better.
One minute left till Rough Riders Baseball. Just 30 more seconds.
It's time for the Rough Riders pregame show on the Rough Riders Baseball Network, featuring interviews with players and coaches, a look around the Texas League, and a closer look at today's game. Let's head out to the ballpark, and here's your host, Luke Maley.
Hello and welcome on the road in Springdale, Arkansas. It's the Rough Riders taking on the Northwest Arkansas Naturals here from Arvest Ballpark. Should be quite the series. Before we get into tonight's pitching matchups, let's introduce ourselves alongside the voice of the Riders, Zach Bigley. I'm Luke Maley. The Rough Riders meeting with the Northwest Arkansas Naturals for the second time this year. The Rough Riders 28-23 in this second half, boasting the best record in the Texas League with a 72-48 record overall. The Northwest Arkansas Naturals come in an even 500 at 25-25 in the second half, and 60-59, a game above 500 overall on the year. They send the right-hander in Cruz Noriega to the mound today. He's 6-2 with a 5.34 ERA, that coming in 28 appearances, five of those being starts. He's given up 36 earned runs in 60 2/3 innings, attacking with a fastball, slider, and changeup. The 26-year-old was a 2018 international signee by the Kansas City Royals out of Venezuela. His four starts in August, he's gone 0-1 with a 9.22 ERA, and he hasn't pitched more than four innings in each of those starts, with his most recent being arguably the best of the month, going four innings and allowing three earned runs. It was the two prior that he really struggled, giving up 11 total runs in 5 2/3 innings of work. So it's Cruz Noriega who gets his third appearance against the Rough Riders, his first start. And the two times that he faced the Riders, his first outing was a tough one. He gave up four earned runs on three hits and two walks in just one inning of work. But 2 days later, he responded back, giving up only one base runner in an inning, and it was a walk. A scoreless second appearance for Noriega out of the pen. He makes his first start against the Rough Riders this year here this evening. On the other side, it's Ben Anderson who gets the ball for Frisco. He is 5-7 with a 4.01 ERA. In his last two starts, he has thrown 90-plus pitches. After none of his first 15 starts, he hit 90 pitches. So ramping up in the volume for Ben Anderson. He attacks with a fastball, slider, slash cutter mix, and also mixes in the curveball, splitter, and changeup. He's a 26-year-old from Rexford, New York. He last pitched against Northwest Arkansas back on July 11th. He went 4 2/3 innings of three-run baseball, giving up six hits, three walks, while striking out four. He was the losing pitcher on that day back on July 11th. Should be a lot of fun. Game one of this six-game series from Springdale, Arkansas. Just around the corner, we're going to step aside here on the pregame show. When we come back, you'll get part one of our two-part interview with Rough Riders starting pitcher Cole Drake.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders baseball excitement. Let's ride.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
Back in the Riders pregame show here on the Riders Baseball Network, we're now joined by Rough Riders starting pitcher Cole Drake. Cole, first of all, thanks for taking the time, and let's go back to Sunday. You make your first home start at Riders Field. You go six really strong innings. Talk to me about how you felt out there.
I felt really good. Felt really good to finally be able to pitch in that ballpark. Obviously, growing up in the area, never been there, but it was pretty awesome, pretty surreal. Glad I was able to perform well for the team and put them in a position to win.
Love it. You were surrounded by a lot of friends and family. What was that like to have them all there for your home Double-A debut?
You know, any kind of support is awesome. It makes it that much easier, especially, you know, transitioning, moving back to Texas from North Carolina, and then having everybody there for the first start, you know, makes everything kind of easier.
Love it. Let's walk through kind of your pitch mix. Obviously, the changeup was really working for you. Is that one of your favorite pitches?
Yeah, you know, in college that was probably my best pitch, and, you know, being able to transition that pitch into pro ball well has really helped me, especially this year, bridging it with the other pitches as well.
Love it. You're joining a starting rotation that has been tremendous this year. Obviously, Kamar Rocker moving up. You're kind of filling that role. That's big shoes to fill, but so far you've done it really well. What does it mean to look to both sides, the night before, the night after, and see guys putting up great numbers? What does that do for your confidence?
I mean, it kind of just tells me that I just go out there and trust in myself as much as those guys trust in themselves. I mean, it's not that much different from any of the other levels that I pitched at. And, you know, if I just kind of have that mentality of, you know, I belong here, and everything should go to plan.
Love it. Let's go back to your very first AA start. You had to come up from down east, and it didn't exactly go the way that I'm sure you would have wanted it to. Did it feel that much better knowing that that was the first one to come back home, and your home debut was about all you could ask for?
Yeah, you know, getting the first AA start out kind of in that fashion, you know, got all the nerves out, everything, kind of threw it out there, is what it is. Glad I was able to bounce back in my second opportunity and put the team in a better position to win.
Yeah, and you look at the overall season for the Rough Riders. Obviously, you were with them back in April for that one start, but they win the first half. How much does it mean to you to be joining a team that's postseason bound?
You know, it's a really good feeling. You know, it'll be a great experience to play in the postseason. I didn't get the opportunity last year with Down East, but it'll be a great opportunity this year.
That's part one of our two-part interview with Rough Riders starting pitcher Cole Drink. You can get part two of that in pregame coverage tomorrow, beginning here at 6:50 on the Riders Baseball Network. We're going to step aside, but when we come back, we'll get you the starting lineups for the series opener between the Rough Riders and the Naturals.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly and Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday, home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days, presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Hi, it's Ben Anderson thanking all Rough Riders fans for your support. Let's ride.
Ben Anderson brings us back. He's got the baseball tonight for the Rough Riders on the hill. And let's meet those lineups that he will face. First for the Naturals, the home team tonight, it's Javier Vaz, the number 13 prospect. He'll be the second baseman and lead things off for Tommy Shields, Northwest Arkansas Naturals. Tyler Tolbert, the shortstop, at second, followed by the number 6 prospect, the right fielder, Gavin Cross. Luca Tresh, the designated hitter tonight, is in the cleanup spot, followed by the catcher, number 5 prospect, Carter Jensen. Peyton Wilson, the left fielder, bats 6th, followed by the third baseman, Josh Lester, in the 7th spot. Batting 8th and playing first base is Dylan Shrum, and Diego Hernandez, the center fielder, rounds things out for the Naturals. Again, for Northwest Arkansas, it is Vaz, Tolbert, Cross, Tresh, Jensen, Wilson, Lester, Shrum, and Hernandez. And on the other side, the Rough Riders, managed by Carlos Cardoza, will send this lineup against Cruz Noriega, making his first start against the Rough Riders, his third overall appearance. It's Alejandro Osuna leading things off. He's the right fielder. Maximo Acosta will play short and bat second. Cody Freeman mans the hot corner at third base, batting third. In the cleanup spot is the designated hitter, Josh Hatcher. Abimelech Ortiz mans the one bag and bats fifth. Aaron Zavala, the left fielder, bats sixth, followed by the catcher, Cooper Johnson, in the seventh spot. Alex Degote back at second base and batting eighth. And Daniel Mateo rounds out the order for the Rough Riders. He's the center fielder. Again, for Frisco, it is Osuna, Acosta, Freeman, Hatcher, Ortiz, Zavala, Johnson, Degote, and Mateo. Should be a ton of fun. Ben Anderson, we've talked about him in the pregame show, coming with a fastball, curveball, splitter, changeup, and then that mix of a splitter slash cutter that has really paid some dividends for him. For Ben Anderson, the key has been getting through the early innings. In the first and second inning, he's really struggled, but once he gets through and settles in, he gets even better. So the second and third trips through the order are much better for Anderson than they are right out of the gates. So for Anderson, it's those first and second innings that are truly the key. And Anderson coming off back-to-back 90-pitch outings. He, in his first 15 starts, he didn't hit the 90 threshold, but his last two, he's gone 90-plus. So look for him to work deep in this ballgame, and if he can avoid the early trouble, we might see Ben Anderson go 6 to 7 innings, and that's what the Rough Riders really need. We're going to step aside here on the pregame show. When we come back, Zach Bigley joins us and takes us the first pitch.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free, presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long, every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
As the Texas League schedule comes down the home stretch and the NHL season is just around the corner, the Rough Riders blend them both together on September 5th for Dallas Stars Night. The Riders will be wearing Dallas Stars-themed jerseys and there will be hockey themes all night long. There's also a great ticket package available. Purchase two tickets for the game, get two Dallas Stars preseason tickets and two co-branded hockey jerseys, all for $59. It's Dallas Stars Night at Riders Field on Thursday, September 5th. Get more information at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
It's a whole new type of ball game on September 6th at Riders Field for Dia de los Quesos, when the Rough Riders will transform into their alternate identity, Quesos de Frisco. As part of MLB's Copa de la Diversión program, the Riders will play as Quesos de Frisco for a third and final time on September 6th, presented by Baylor Scott & White Health. First pitch at 7:05, come on early for music, dancing, and more. See you on September 6th against the Wichita Wind Surge for Dia de los Quesos in Frisco. Get your tickets at ridersbaseball.com. Vamos Quesos!
Josh Hatcher, a three-run walk-off homer.
Dives, and he made the grab.
He makes the diving catch, and the Riders win.
Now it's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
If it stays fair, there's no doubt about it. Over the lazy river.
Gone!
The Riders have come storming back.
The Frisco Rough Riders are the 2022 Texas League champions and a proud AA affiliate of the world champion Texas Rangers.
Good night! And it's gone! The 2022 Frisco Rough Riders are Texas League champions! Oh my goodness!
What a play!
Oh baby, what a night!
Now, let's head out to the ballpark for today's game. Here's Zach Bigley and Luke Maley.
The Frisco Rough Riders are back on the road, and tonight they take on the Northwest Arkansas Naturals, the Kansas City Royals affiliate, here from beautiful Arvest Ballpark in Springdale, Arkansas. Hi, everybody. Alongside Luke Maley, I'm Zach Bigley. Very happy to have you along tonight as the Rough Riders look to continue what is a hot stretch for them, winning 4 out of 6 last week against the San Antonio Missions. Frisco, after 2 weeks on the road, spent the last 2 weeks at home, and now they're back out on the road. They'll alternate over the next 3 series before the postseason comes around. Alejandro Osuna is in from the left side. We're ready for baseball. First pitch of the game is over for a strike, and we are underway. It's 0-1 on Osuna from Cruz Noriega, the right-hander making his first career start against the Rough Riders. Here's the windback by the right-hander, and he offers home. It's below the zone, and it's 1-1 on Osuna. The Riders' right fielder, who went 0-4 in his last ball game, but a .298 hitter on the season. Here's the look in by Noriega, and the right-hander offers home. Swing and a miss. Osuna comes up empty, and it's 1-2. Now on the Rough Riders' right fielder today. He's been switching in and out between right field and center field for the most part over the last few ball games.
Noriega fires home. Swing and a miss. Osuna down on strikes and a fastball elevated up and away. One down. Max Acosta bats now for the Rough Riders. Just underway here in the top of the first inning. Mentioned that Noriega is making his first career start against the Rough Riders, though it's not his first appearance. He made two relief outings earlier this year against Frisco as he's new to the starting rotation. Right-hander against right-hander with Acosta. And the first pitch. On the outside corner for a called strike, it's 0-1. Noriega's numbers on the year, 6-2 with a 5.34 ERA, and he's making his fifth consecutive start and his sixth overall this season. The offering home, and it's on the inside corner for strike two, 0-2. 29 total outings for him with those six starts for the right-hander, a native of Venezuela. Looks like Acosta at the plate as he calls time and steps out. Noriega out of Port Lamar, while Acosta out of Caracas, the capital. In those two relief outings earlier this season against the Rough Riders, he went two innings, one in each, one scoreless outing, and one outing in which he allowed four runs. 0-2. Up and in on Acosta as he shoots his hand skyward, and it's a one ball and two strikes on the Rough Riders shortstop here in the top of the first inning. Noriega squares his shoulders to the Riders' third base dugout and whips it home. Down in the dirt, and it's two balls and two strikes. The Rough Riders wearing their red tops today, red double R ball cap and gray pants. On the other side for Northwest Arkansas, it's their white uniform tops, white uniform bottoms, and yellow ball caps. Home plate umpire Jack Wasson calls time. Actually, that's Travis Brewer behind the plate. Here's the offering. There's a swing and a chopper left side right at the third baseman, Lester. He's got it, throws low onto first, and Acosta's retired. Strom able to dig it out. Cody Freeman bats now. Freeman won at bat against Noriega this season. He doubled. He bats here with two down, and the base is clear. Top of the first inning, no score. Noriega whips it home. There's a foul straight back, and it's 0-1. Defense behind the right-hander today. It's Peyton Wilson in left, Diego Hernandez in center, and Gavin Cross in right field. Josh Lester, the third baseman. Tyler Tolbert at short. Javier Vaz is at second. Dylan Trum at first, and Carter Jensen, the catcher. The pitch, that slips low and outside. It's one ball and one strike against Freeman, who's playing in his team-high 108th game this season out of the Rough Riders' 121. Noriega looks in. He's got his sign. He wheels home. And that one just slips down and in. It's two balls and one strike on the Riders' third baseman. Frisco coming into today, 28-23 in the second half. They're 72-48 overall. Amazing season for the Rough Riders. 2-1. On the inside corner at the knees for a strike. A changeup there, and it's two balls and two strikes on Freeman. The Riders are currently two games back of Midland in the Texas League South in the second half after already winning the first half of play. 2-2. Fastball outside. Just missing, and it's three balls and two strikes. On the other side, Northwest Arkansas, they're 7.5 back of Springfield in the second half, just 4.5 back of Arkansas for a playoff spot, as Springfield won the first half. They're 25-25 in the second half of play, but they just lost 4 of 6 at Arkansas, who they're trailing, so a tough series for them. 3-2. Swinging a chopper, weakly hit up the third baseline. Noriega off the hill, bare hands, no play. Cody Freeman with an infield single. Right down the third base line, nothing Noriega could do, nothing Josh Lester at third base could do either as he was playing back with two strikes. So Freeman now 2-for-2 this season against Noriega. The Rough Riders have a base runner with two down in the first inning. Josh Hatcher climbs to the plate. He's 1-for-1 with a walk against Noriega this season. And the right-hander steps off and calls time. Noriega stands 6'1", 175 pounds. He's a 26-year-old. Last year pitched for High A Quad Cities. The pitch, Freeman runs, it's up and away, and the throw slips out of the catcher. Jensen's hand goes out into right field. Freeman down to third, and now they have trouble with it, and Freeman's coming home. Vaz, the throw to the plate, and they got him. Oh, goodness, what a crazy sequence. The ball slipped out of Jensen's hand and took a right turn out into straightaway right field. Javier Vaz went out from second base to collect it. He bobbled and then threw on home, and Freeman is out at the plate to end the top of the first. We go to the bottom of the first inning. And it's Ben Anderson on the hill when we come back here on the Riders Baseball Network.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
My dad is a proud Girl Dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a Girl Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Hey, this is Josh Hatcher, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
So it was a wild play that ended things in the top of the first inning, and now we go to the bottom of the first inning. No score, Rough Riders and Naturals. Ben Anderson to Javier Vaz to lead off the frame as the right-hander brings it home, and it's over the outside corner for a strike. It's 0-1. So what happened was Cody Freeman was at first. And the first pitch to Josh Hatcher, he took off. The throw slipped out of Carter Jensen's hand, the 0-1. There's a fly ball lifted into straightaway left. Zavala trotting in a couple steps. Now stomps hard. And with his shoulders square towards the infield, he reaches up, makes the one-handed catch, one away. Tyler Tolbert steps in now. So the throw slipped out of Jensen's hand and went out into right field, almost straightaway right. And Freeman went around second and went into third. And then it was bobbled out there as Javier Vaz, the second baseman, went out to try and grab it. Here's the first pitch to Tolbert. He takes a high fastball, and it's one ball and no strikes. And Diego Hernandez was the one who actually picked it up, the center fielder, not Vaz, the second baseman. Here's the offering in. There's a line shot into right center field. Osuna cups over. He's right there, and a two-handed grab up above his ball cap. Two outs and a line out to right field. Here's Gavin Cross. And then Hernandez was able to throw out Freeman rounding third trying to go home. And the tag from Jensen was perfect after his bad throw. So all of a sudden, Ben Anderson on just four pitches has two outs here in the first inning. And first pitch to Gavin Cross, the left-handed batter. He takes it on the outside corner, a called strike on the changeup, and it's 0-1. Cross 0-3 this season against Ben Anderson, who's making his second start against these Naturals. The pitch is popped foul back behind home, and he's ahead 0-2. Anderson's first start against Northwest Arkansas didn't go very well for him, as he allowed three runs on six hits in a loss over 4 2/3 innings. It was a 3-2 loss by the Rough Riders. 0-2. Bounces down in the dirt. Johnson blocks, and it's one ball and two strikes. Anderson has been up and down. He has been very good at times for the Rough Riders. Two starts ago, he went seven innings, allowing just two runs against Springfield. He rocks in the 1-2. Swing and a miss. Got him. Change up away. Strike three. And Ben Anderson with an easy first inning. 1-2-3 on just eight pitches. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. We move to the top of the second. No score between the Riders and the Naturals on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get two free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit Facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
Rhythm Energy is offering the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas with their brand new PowerShift electricity plans. With our ACs about to get a workout all summer long, you can't beat the heat, but you also can't beat the savings Rhythm Energy is offering with PowerShift. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Hi, it's Nick Kraut, thanking all Rough Riders fans for your support. Let's ride.
We're to the top of the second inning from Northwest Arkansas, Rough Riders and Naturals. It's Frisco's first trip out here to Arbest Ballpark this year. The two teams split a six-game series in Frisco back in early July to end the quote-unquote first half right before the All-Star break. We're scoreless into the top of the second, where Josh Hatcher starts it off against Noriega in the first pitch. There's a hard liner on one hop out to second. Vaz plays it into the belly, sets his feet, and throws him out at first. One away. Hatcher hit it hard. But right at Vaz. Abby Ortiz steps to the plate now. Ortiz, one for one with a double against Noriega. He rocks in. It's at the top of the zone for a called strike. 0-1. There's the fastball from Noriega. Three-pitch pitcher. Fastball, slider, and changeup. 0-1. There's a high fly ball out to right field, sending Cross back. He's at the warning track. He's looking. It's out of here. Uppy Malek Ortiz with a rain-making, soaring shot into right field. His 12th homer of the year, and the Rough Riders lead it 1-0. Oh, what a blast. That thing was up in the air forever. 106 miles an hour, 414 feet. And Abimelech Ortiz, with just his second road home run this season, gives the Rough Riders the lead. Here's Aaron Zavala now. And the pitch. That's on the outside corner with a changeup, a strike, and it's 0-1. Ortiz usually hits them very high and very far. And that one is just about as high and far as you can get, as there's a ground ball foul to the right side, and it's 0-2. It was just a question of if it had enough to carry on out of here. There are just 5-mile-an-hour winds in the ballpark tonight. Cross was kind of drifting back. He checked the wall and then just turned and watched it as it went up onto the berm. The 0-1 is a ground ball right back to the hill. Noriega's got it. Jogs over to first, underhand flips, and gets Zavala two away. Abimelech Ortiz with home run number 12. And again, just the second on the road this season. It's been a really big struggle for Abby away from Riders Field this year. So to see him connect and hopefully turn things around on the road, that's huge. Here's Cooper Johnson. The wind back in the pitch. He takes a letter high pitch just above the zone. One ball and no strikes. At home this year, Abby has a 949 OPS and 314 batting average. The pitch. And that slips inside on the change. It's two balls and no strikes. While on the road, a 138 batting average and a 406 OPS. He's really struggled. The offering. That's up and away, and it's three balls and no strikes on Johnson now. 1-0 Riders, top of the second. Two outs, bases clear. So for Ortiz to try and turn things around, it would be huge on the road and set some of his overall numbers back to normal, the pitch. That's right down the middle for a strike, and it's 3-1. So a step in the right direction with that Sobo homer as Noriega appeals and offers. Swinging a ground ball up the middle. Tolbert to his left. The shortstop vacuums and throws Johnson out. Inning over. A productive inning, though, for the Rough Riders. A solo home run from Abimelech Ortiz, and they lead it 1-0 at the bottom of the second here on the Riders Baseball Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, baseball fans of all ages, Game Day Men's Health is your premier destination for men's wellness. As we enjoy America's favorite pastime, Game Day Men's Health wants to remind you to prioritize your health and well-being. Are you or your partner feeling fatigued, having trouble focusing, or struggling to maintain a healthy weight? Game Day Men's Health is here to help. Their expert team specializes in testosterone replacement therapy, weight loss programs, erectile dysfunction treatments, and peptide therapy designed to help you tackle life's challenges head on. Visit Game Day Men's Health today and start feeling like an MVP in your own life. Don't wait. Visit GameDayMen'sHealth.com/Rough Riders to schedule your free consultation. Game Day Men's Health, proud partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. Play ball.
At Primrose Schools of Dallas-Fort Worth, we know how to turn a song into a phonics lesson, how to make building with blocks into building friendships, and how to use books to make every child feel like they belong. Because when it comes to early education and care, we believe in balance, in exploring academic skills and life skills, combining purposeful play with nurturing guidance from teachers, and setting children up for success in future classrooms. Learn more about our balanced learning approach at primroseschools.com/DFW.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
This is Kamar Rocker, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
On the back of an Abimelech Ortiz solo homer, the Rough Riders lead it 1-0. We're to the bottom of the second inning. Ben Anderson just 8 pitches in the first, and he's back to the hill. Luca Tresh to lead it off. It's 4-5-6 against him, the middle third of the order. Anderson back into his windup, and the right-hander fires home. There's a high drive out to deep left field. Down the line, forget it. It's long gone over the bullpen. My goodness, Luca Tresh just answered in a big, big way. First pitch swinging, 106 off the bat, 411 feet, nearly the same exit velocity and distance as Abimelech Ortiz's home run. His was down the line, so it looked even further. And it's tied at 1-1 here in the second. My goodness, was that thing destroyed. So just like that, we have ourselves a 1-1 ball game. And here's Carter Jensen. First pitch is down the middle for a strike with a fastball, and it's 0-1. Rough Riders facing the number 5 prospect in the organization, Jensen, for the first time. The pitch bounces in there. Johnson picks, and it's 1-1. The Kansas City native, a 2021 third-round selection. He was an LSU commit before he was drafted that high. Here's the offering in, and it misses away. It's 2-1. So signed away. And he has been good in the organization so far. The pitch is fouled back, and it's 2-2. Still trying to get his legs underneath him here at the AA level, hitting just 180 through 25 games with 4 homers and 13 runs batted in. He's shown off the power. 2-2. Anderson back into his windy pitches. That's below the zone. We're full at 3-2. Jensen, still just 21 years old, went to Park Hill High School in Kansas City. With Quad Cities at the high A level this year before his promotion, hit 10 homers in 84 games. An 821 OPS. The pitch, a swing and a miss. Got him off the outside corner with the changeup. Second strikeout for Ben Anderson. One away in the second. There's Peyton Wilson, league leader in walks with 66 coming into the game today. Wilson, a left-handed batter. 1-1 ball game, bottom of the second inning. A pair of solo home runs, one for each side. First pitch, outside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. We talked about it a lot this year when it comes to Ben Anderson with his struggles early on in the ballgame. He wheels and fires. It's low and outside with a changeup, and it's 1-1. Anderson has allowed 20 runs in the first inning, 10 in the second inning. 1-1. There's a swing and a fly ball hit to center field. Mateo drifting back. He settles underneath of it and squares his shoulders back to the infield to make the catch off to his left. Two outs. And Josh Lester, the power hitter, steps in now. Well, Anderson, those 20 runs in the first, 10 runs in the second, and then 11 combined runs through the third through seventh inning. It's been slow starts for him. He allowed 4 runs in the first inning in his last start last week against San Antonio. He winds and fires, and it's down and in, 1-0. So it looked like a really good sign that he allowed just the 8 pitches in that first inning to retire the order 1-2-3. The first pitch he threw here in the second, a solo homer. 1-0. That's up and away. It's 2-0. Tied at 1, bottom of the second inning. 26-year-old Rexford, New York native with the glove at the belt. It's a black glove. He raises it just shy of his chin, winds in the 2-0. Lester takes low and outside. He's ahead 3-0 now. Lester, 15 home runs, second on the team. Tied with Gavin Cross, just behind Dylan Schrum, who's on deck. 3-0. That's up and away. Ball 4, a 4-pitch walk. Schrum is aboard. 2 outs, runner on for Schrum. A rare walk for Ben Anderson. His 6.5% walk rate, I should say, is 6th in the Texas League. Schrum's had a tough time on the batting average side this season, but a lot of power. Squat at the plate. The offering is up and away to the right-handed batter. 1-0. Just a .238 hitter, those 16 homers to lead the club. It's a Northwest Arkansas team that's coming off a really tough series offensively in Arkansas. 1-0. There's a high fly ball in the shallow center field. Daniel Mateo maneuvers under it, now backs up a couple steps and makes the catch, and the inning is over. One run across, though. On one hit, no errors, and one runner left on. Luca Trash's solo homer. The two teams blowing back and forth with a couple of homers. We're tied at 1 to the top of the third, where Luke Maley will take the play-by-play. We return on the Riders Baseball Network. Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
As the Texas League schedule comes down the home stretch and the NHL season is just around the corner, the Rough Riders blend them both together on September 5th for Dallas Stars Night. The Riders will be wearing Dallas Stars-themed jerseys, and there will be hockey themes all night long. There's also a great ticket package available. Purchase 2 tickets for the game, get 2 Dallas Stars preseason tickets and 2 co-branded hockey jerseys, all for $59. It's Dallas Stars Night at Riders Field on Thursday, September 5th. Get more information at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
Yeah. Hi, it's Alex DeGody, thanking all Rough Rider fans for your support. Let's ride.
Any bills you can't front, her parents paid it.
Back in Springdale, Arkansas, alongside Zach Bigley, I'm Luke Maley, and it's Alex DeGody to lead things off against Noriega here in a tied ball game in the top of the third. Home plate umpire Travis Brewer saying something to the bat boy on the first base side. Just some field maintenance, and Noriega's ready to go. He rocks and fires, and DeGody chops the first pitch foul on the left side. DeGody, playing in his 43rd game with the Rough Riders, is still looking to find that production, but he's been solid as of late. 3 for his last 6 for the Riders. As he takes, called a strike on the inner edge. DeGody played 17 games at AAA with the Round Rock Express as he steps out of the box and adjusts his batting gloves. Believe it or not, in those 17 games, DeGody actually has more RBI, and that's partway because his lone home run of the year came with the Express. It was a grand slam. Pitch home, and it misses upstairs. Ball and two strikes on the right-handed hitting second baseman. DeGody on pace for his best month as a Rough Rider. He's hitting .261 here in August. 2-1, swinging a foul tip back into Jensen's mitt. And DeGody's down on strikes. Second strikeout for Cruz Noriega. And there's one away here in the third. That brings up Daniel Mateo, the last to see the right-hander the first time through this evening. Daniel Mateo had himself quite a surge. He hit in a season-long 6 games. He also homered in back-to-back games in that stretch as he chops one foul on the left side on the first offering. Fastball inside at 93. Mateo chopped it down that third base line. 0-1. But ever since that 6-game hitting streak, it's been a tough going for the right-handed hitting center fielder. He's 0-for-8 over his last 3 games. And a pitch clock violation called on the right-hander Noriega. So Mateo, after one pitch, evens it at 1-1. And the offering home, a breaking ball, cut on and missed. There's the slider from Noriega beneath the zone, and he got Mateo to chase. 1-2 the count. Alejandro Osuna in the top of the card, looming on deck second time through against the righty. Here comes the 1-2. Wave and a miss again on that slider. It's back-to-back strikeouts for Noriega. His third of the evening. And in steps Alejandro Osuna from the left side. He was the first batter to face Noriega. He was the first to strike out. Osuna entered tonight in 42 games with the Riders, has posted a .298 average. And the offering home, taking a called strike with a fastball at 94. Osuna started the year with High A Hickory and played 45 games there. As he shoots one foul, back to the backstop. And it's quickly nothing and two. In favor of the right-hander. Osuna has been so good at the top of the lineup for the Rough Riders. He's been an extra base machine and an on-base machine. 0-2. Lined foul, back out of play. Osuna coming off of an 0-for-4 game on Sunday and the Riders' 6-3 win over San Antonio. 0-2 on its way, and it glides outside. It pops out of Jensen's mitt behind the plate. All in two strikes, still advantage to the right-handed hurler. Noriega's had a tough go of it in this month. He's 0-1 with a 9.22 ERA. He rocks and fires. And Osuna takes just outside with that slider. And is even things at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Osuna with the bright yellow batting gloves. Bat over his left shoulder is the 2-2. Is rocketed down the right field line, but hooking foul. Osuna hit it hard, but couldn't keep it in fair ground. But he stays alive, still at 2 balls and 2 strikes. For Noriega, in the month, he's given up, at least entering tonight, 14 earned runs in 13 2/3 innings of work. and he's trying to go four-plus innings for the first time in August. Osuna chops one up the middle, and that'll sneak into center field past a diving Tolbert at shortstop. It was on the second base side of things. And Tyler Tolbert, the shortstop, made up some ground quickly and then went full extension dive into the air. It was a chopper up the middle that hopped up about chest high. And Tolbert made a tremendous effort, but Alejandro Osuna has his first hit tonight. Well, the Riders have a two-out base runner against the right-hander, and here's Max Acosta. Well, we've talked about it this year. Max Acosta is ready defensively. He's very smooth wherever you put him on the infield as he watches a called strike. There's the slider, 0-1. It's been about the bat for Maximo, and he has found a groove as of late. The month's been very good to him. He carried a hitting streak in from July as Osuna runs. There's a swing and a miss in the throw on the wrong side of the bag, and Alejandro Osuna swipes his sixth bag as a Rough Rider. Travis Brewer now saying Max Acosta interfered with the throw. Acosta pleading his case with Travis Brewer, saying he was out on his front foot just trying to protect Osuna as he went running, arguing a hit and run, but Osuna called out because of that interference on Acosta. So the Riders get no runs. It comes on one hit, no errors, and one stranded. We go bottom three. Locked at one on the Riders Baseball Network.
You can save $500 or more a year on electricity with Rhythm Energy's PowerShift. The shift is on, Rough Riders fans, and it's an electricity plan you can cheer for. Rhythm Energy's PowerShift gives you the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas. Talk about out-of-the-park savings. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
Ladies and gentlemen, baseball fans of all ages, Game Day Men's Health is your premier destination for men's wellness. As we enjoy America's favorite pastime, Game Day Men's Health wants to remind you to prioritize your health and well-being. Are you or your partner feeling fatigued, having trouble focusing, or struggling to maintain a healthy weight? Game Day Men's Health is here to help. Their expert team specializes in testosterone replacement therapy, weight loss programs, erectile dysfunction treatments, and peptide therapy designed to help you tackle life's challenges head on. Visit Game Day Men's Health today and start feeling like an MVP in your own life. Don't wait. Visit GameDayMen'sHealth.com/Rough Riders to schedule your free consultation. Game Day Men's Health, proud partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. Play ball.
This is Evan Carter, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Diego Hernandez leads off the bottom of the third, and the first pitch from Anderson runs inside. It's that Hernandez backing out of the box. Ball and no strikes on the left-handed hitter. The offering home, a check swing, and it just misses. They get two balls and no strikes. There's one cracked down the left field line, and Zavala watching it fall into the berm. Foul ball. Two balls and a strike on Hernandez, who played in four games back at Riders Field in the series between these two. He shoots one back to the screen, and we're even at two balls and two strikes. Hernandez went 4-for-17 across four games. Two of those four hits were for extra bases. They were both doubles. We did strike out four times in that set. Righty kicks and fires and just misses inside with an off-speed pitch. Well, the count runs full and Anderson ready to go. The payoff pitch is lined foul down the left field line. So we'll reset and do the 3-2 all over again. Hernandez heading one tick under 230 here on the year. 3-2. Swing and a miss. Elevated fastball. And got him to cut under it. Diego Hernandez. Strikeout victim number 3 for Ben Anderson. Oh, Anderson fell behind early but battled back and ended up winning the battle against Hernandez. And the lineup turns over. It's Javier Vaz at the top of the card. Vaz, the number 13 prospect in the Royals organization and the first offering to him. Called a strike on the outer edge, a fastball at 92. Vaz had himself a really solid series the last time these two teams met. He played in all 6 games and walked out of there with a 320 average. As he takes this time just off the plate, again missing, or this time missing, rather, again with a fastball, or even at 1-1. Vaz picked up 8 hits and 25 trips to the plate against the Riders. Offering home a called strike at the top of the zone. Anderson ahead, a ball and 2 strikes. Tyler Tolbert standing on deck. Bases clear. One away and the 1-2 pitch. Hit up in the air and it'll work its way back and out of play. Vaz spoils the 1-2 offering. His last time up against Anderson, he flew out to Aaron Zavala in medium depth left. He takes outside. Even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Anderson, 1 run across the first 2 innings. That's where he struggled. And he misses upstairs. Again with a fastball at 91. And he's had a labor through the first 2 batters of this bottom of the third. Back-to-back hitters have seen 3-2 counts against Anderson. Diego Hernandez chased an elevated fastball. They gave the right-hander strikeout number 3. Another payoff offering, and it glides just upstairs and outside. And Javier Vaz is aboard with a 1-out walk. Second walk issued in as many innings for Ben Anderson. Bit of a rarity for the right-hander. Just his 26th walk of the year. That coming in 90-plus innings of work. Anderson not an overpower type of pitcher. More of a location guy as he rocks the first pitch and misses down and away. The right-handed hitting Tyler Tolbert. Tolbert hitting 257 on the year with 4 homers. Known for his defense at shortstop. Also plays a little bit of outfield. And has plus speed. Righty kicks and fires. And that one hit high and deep out towards center field. Mateo ranging back. He's at the track, and he's there to make the grab in front of the wall. He goes crashing into the wall, and as he does, Javier Vaz works his way back to first base. What a play from Daniel Mateo. Got a good read, put his head down, and hustled back to the wall and made the play in right center field just before crashing into that wall. And Tyler Tolbert becomes a loud second out here in the bottom of the third. Anderson has given up a few hard-hit baseballs. He's been burnt with one of them, a solo homer by Luca Tresh, and his first pitch to Gavin Cross misses down and outside. 3 out of the 4 batters in this frame against Anderson have been lefties. The right-hander Luca Tresh standing on deck. Anderson set at the belt. He kicks and fires. Just misses outside, that time with a fastball. 2 balls and no strikes. Cross struck out his first time up. That was part of a 1-2-3 first inning for Anderson, which over the course of the year has been his worst frame of work as he picks over to first. And Javier Vaz goes diving back in safely. Cross, the number 6 prospect in the Royals organization, possesses quite a bit of power, 15 homers on the year. Played in the Futures game in Arlington as he waves and misses at a breaking ball. Two balls and a strike with two gone, and Javier Vaz, who reached with a walk, standing at first base. Ben Anderson trying to keep this tied, headed to the fourth. One all. Rough Riders have out hit the Naturals 3-1. Righty kicks and fires, and there's a loud pop-up on the left side, and it works its way into foul ground. Or even at two balls and two strikes. Cross the right fielder. We've seen him in center field over the course of the year, as he hits one hard, a line drive foul down the right field line. First base umpire Kyle Stutz had to go shuffling out of the way of it. Hop to his left. Cross hit it hard, but was well out in front. Cross sitting at an even 100 hits on the year. Good for a 261 average after striking out his first trip. And he shoots one down the left field line, just a looper, and it caroms off the netting into the Rough Riders dugout. Like Luis Mieses made the initial grab. Still two balls and two strikes on the left-handed hitting Cross. Anderson set. He kicks and fires. 2-2 is lifted foul back behind the screen. And Cross gingerly walking, grabbing his lower back. And he walks around the batter's box. On the swing, he fell across home plate. And now we'll get a visit from Tommy Shields, the manager, as well as the athletic trainer, Brad Grolu. Not a good sign for Cross, who took a swing, was reaching a little bit, fell across home plate, and then immediately reached for his lower back. And that may be it for him. He walks gingerly back towards the first base dugout. And hopefully, the number six prospect is okay. So somebody will have to grab a weapon and enter the batter's box. Ben Anderson trying to get the final out of this third inning. It's a 2-2 count with a runner at first.
It looks like River Town is starting to get ready in the dugout.
River Town has really excelled against the Rough Riders in limited action. He played in three games back in that series at Riders Field, and he led the team with a 429 average. Now a smaller sample size. He went 3-for-7, and every time that he reached, he scored a run. Also drove in a run.
And he can also play out of right field as well, so he'll probably just defensively slot in there. But as you mentioned, that's a big loss with Gavin Cross. I mean, he's one of their best offensive weapons. He's obviously a big prospect in the Royals organization, and you don't want to mess around with back injuries, that's for sure.
No, you do not. So hopefully for Cross, just something tightening up. Likely feel it tomorrow, but hopefully that's about it. Well, we wish him the best as Ben Anderson throws a couple of warm-up pitches after the delay.
So how this works is if Town makes an out, then it would go as an offer for Gavin Cross. If he gets a hit, it'll go on his ledger.
Kind of a win-win as a hitter coming into this scenario. You can't do anything to hurt yourself, but you certainly can help yourself. Righty kicks and fires, and Town takes high and away for ball three, so the count runs full. Anderson peering in. Rough Riders on the infield playing Town to pull, and Anderson picks over to first. Ortiz supplies the tag, but not in time. Pass back in safely. Beautiful night for baseball. Sub 90 degrees. The 3-2 just misses outside, and Town works a walk. So first and second both have reached against Anderson via the free pass. Javier Vaz moves up to second. River Town at first base. And here is Luca Tresh, who homered his last time up. Boy, for Ben Anderson, he would have loved to pick up the final out of the inning against either Gavin Cross, who exited with injury, or River Town. But now he has to face the dangerous Luca Tresh. First offering is popped up right side in foul territory. Ortiz looking up at it, but it'll bounce just above the dugout, and a fan made a nice grab. It hit the base of the netting that slants back towards that dugout and trampolined off and caromed right into the hand of a fan. Made a nice barehanded snag.
This is already going to be the 27th pitch of the inning here for Ben Anderson.
Yeah, 27 pitches and only one ball put in play. It was a fly out. The 0-1 offering just misses. And we're even at a ball and a strike. Anderson struck out the first batter in this inning. It was Diego Hernandez, but it came on a 3-2 pitch. Javier Vaz worked a walk. That came on a 3-2 pitch. River Town worked a 3-2 walk. The offering home is lined to right field, hanging up for Osuna, and he's there to make the grab just above his red ball cap. So Luca Tresh lines out to end the threat. It's no runs on no hits, no errors, and two left aboard, but Ben Anderson really had to labor to get through three. We head to the top of the fourth. Rough Riders 2-1, tied at 1 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Our Rough Riders have a new partner, Cacique Foods. The nation's leader in Hispanic cheeses, creams, chorizo, and salsa is honored to call our DFW community home and is now a proud Rough Riders sponsor. With Cacique's authentic ingredients, you can add Mexican tradition and flavor to every meal. For more information about their products, visit caciquefoods.com. Find their delicious products at your favorite local supermarket, and let's cheer on our Rough Riders together. Authentic flavor, real moments. Cacique.
Hey, this is Maxi Macosa, and you're listening to Frisco Road Riders Baseball.
Cody Freeman leads off the Riders half of the fourth. Locked at one. The Rough Riders have out hit the Naturals 3-1, but even up on the scoreboard. Noriega's first offering pops in and out of Jensen's mitt, but it's called a strike. Freeman singled his last time up, and then it was part of an eventful play. And once he tried to steal second base, the ball sailed on Jensen, and then offering home just misses outside, even, or rather, two balls and no strikes. Oh, I was right the first time, a ball and a strike. Right-hander rocks and fires. Pitch home, and Freeman takes. Make it two balls and a strike now. But for Freeman, the ball sailed on Jensen. He rounded second, grooved into third, and Hernandez had trouble picking the ball up in right center field. And then he was able to pick it up and fire a strike home to chop Freeman down. That made it a 1-2-3 first inning for Noriega. But he didn't have to face the fourth batter. Freeman takes a called strike on the inner end. Well, for Cruz Noriega, who just threw pitch number 47, the most he's thrown this year is 69. That came three outings ago when he went four innings on the road against Amarillo. Freeman chops one up the middle, outside the reach of a leaping Noriega, and the throw from the shortstop, or rather second baseman Vaz, is in time to chop down Freeman. Really nice looking play. Cody Freeman just narrowly missed having his second infield hit and as many trips to the ditch. But he heads back to the dugout as the first out of the fourth inning. And here comes Josh Hatcher. Hatcher grounded out to Vaz at second base, his first trip. And he watches high and away for ball one. Noriega has been primarily used as a reliever this year, but has gotten some starts as of late. He rocks the 1-0, and Hatcher waves and misses at the slider. Evened up at a ball and a strike. Noriega has only gone four innings three times as Hatcher waves and misses. And that's the season high for the right-hander. Ball and two strikes on the left-handed hitting Josh Hatcher. Noriega rocks and fires, and Hatcher fouls it back. Jensen has it. It's a strikeout. Fourth strikeout for Noriega. And the first time for Josh Hatcher tonight. And here comes Abimelech Ortiz, who has provided the lone offense for the Rough Riders. It is one of their three hits, and it was the biggest one. A solo homer. And he waves and misses out in front of a first pitch breaking ball. Ortiz will reset, steps out of the box. That home run from Abimelech was number 12 on the year. And as Zach mentioned, just his second on the road. And he takes, just misses down and away. Even at a ball and a strike. Ortiz had himself a really tough two-week road trip the last time the Rough Riders were on the road, both in San Antonio and Midland. But he had a really solid two-week homestand over the last couple of weeks. He takes a breaking ball, and it just misses. Make it a 2-1 advantage for the Rough Riders' power-hitting first baseman. Two-one on its way, and Ortiz takes a massive rip, but he comes up empty on the slider. Right, he rocks and fires. 2-2, taken just outside, and the count runs full. And Abimelech Ortiz has seen a ton of pitches as of late. He's worked counts, has not been afraid to foul off borderline pitches, and wait for his. The payoff pitch, wave and a miss, and he's down on strikes. Back-to-back strikeouts for Noriega, and he's through four innings of one-run baseball. It's no runs on no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the fourth. Naturals two up, locked at one on the Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders fans, I want to highlight a new team partner. I'm proud to announce that USAA is now the official military appreciation partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. USAA was founded in 1922, and more than 100 years later, they continue their commitment to serving the military community and their families. On behalf of the Rough Riders and USAA, we'd like to thank all military families for your service and sacrifice.
My dad is a proud girl dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a girl, Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
Ben Franklin here to talk to you about water filtration. Unfiltered water in your home is no joke. Did you know tap water can shorten the life of your pipes and even worse, be dangerous to your family's health? Our punctual plumbers can install a whole home system that filters water before it enters your pipes. Visit BenjaminFranklinPlumbing.com or call 877-BEN-1776 to request an appointment.
Go with the flow, the local pros, call Benjamin Franklin Plumbing.
Independently owned and operated, licensed in their respective state or county.
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Home half of the fourth inning from our best ballpark. The sun has come and gone. Sky's beginning to darken. And the lights on here in Springdale, Arkansas. It's Carter Jensen to lead things off, and the first pitch is high and tight on the left-handed hitting catcher. Jensen struck out his first time up. And for Carter Jensen, still trying to find his groove at the double-A level as he watches a called strike at the top of the zone. That time a fastball from the right-hander. You look at the first professional season for Jensen, and the numbers don't pop out at you. As he waits, and he fouls one back into Cooper Johnson's mitt. Ball and two strikes. But Jensen showed some unbelievable plate discipline. Worked a ton of walks. That hasn't been the case here in his time at the AA level. Just 10 walks. Playing in his 26th game with the Naturals. Righty kicks and fires. The 1-2 wave and a miss. Got him with the slider. Jensen down on strikes for the second time tonight. It's the fourth strikeout for Ben Anderson. And another lefty steps in, and Peyton Wilson. He flew out to center in his first trip. Anderson kicks and fires, elevated a fastball, and Wilson took a very aggressive hack, but came up empty. Nothing in one. Cody Freeman, the third baseman, shadowed towards the shortstop side of things. Also in on the grass, offering home, and it glides upstairs. Even at a ball and a strike. Carter Jensen opened the inning with a strikeout, followed by Peyton Wilson at the dish and Josh Lester on deck. The offering home is smacked foul off the top of the netting. Ben Anderson back out ahead, a ball and two strikes. Anderson getting ready to throw pitch number 60. 33 of those have been strikes. Right-hander peers over the black glove, and he kicks and fires. 1-2 is tapped softly up the middle. Degote has it on a backhand, fires across the diamond, and Abimelech Ortiz stretches out to corral the out. Degote had to fire on the run, and he did a half-jump throw. And Abimelech Ortiz had to stretch up the line in order to pick it up, and he did just that. And the Riders have the second out of the home half of the fourth. It goes 4-3, but the 4-3 doesn't tell the entire story. Tough play for the Rough Riders second baseman, Alex Degote, to make. But he was able to do it and pick up the second out. Here's Josh Lester. A left-handed hitter awaits the initial offering, and the pitch on its way, cut on and missed. Off-speed from Anderson. Josh Lester had an even 300 across five games the last time these two teams met. Picked up six hits, and he watches down and away for ball one. He led the team with a 700 slugging percentage, and that was as a result of four of his six hits being for extra bases as he watches outside, two balls in a strike. Two of them doubles, two of them home runs. The Naturals scored 38 runs in that six-game series against the Rough Riders. Lester was second on the team with five driven in. He awaits the pitch, chops it right side, but in foul ground. And Anderson evens the count at two balls and two strikes. And the flags in straightaway center field here droop straight down. There is no wind, a perfect night, no clouds, and a temperature below 90 degrees. 2-2. Ripped down the right field line and hooking foul. Lester hit it hard, but just by a couple of feet, missed extra bases into that right field corner. And so he'll walk back and grab his bat and face another 2-2 against the right-hander. Anderson over the 60 pitch mark now, sitting at 65. trying to make it a two-strikeout frame, a 1-2-3 inning it would be. Lester taking his time. He takes off the helmet, adjusts the batting gloves. And now he's ready to go. Anderson from the stretch. Comes set. He kicks and fires. The 2-2 misses down and away. Another 3-2 count for Ben Anderson. And as we've mentioned, Anderson has walked two tonight. One in each, the second and the third. 3-2 pitch. Swing and a foul tip into Cooper Johnson-Smith. And it is a 1-2-3 frame for Ben Anderson. He caps it off with his fifth strikeout. No runs on no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We're even, one apiece here from Arvest Ballpark. When we come back, it's Zach Bigley on the mic on the Riders Baseball Network.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Baseball is all about heart, and so are we. Ranked among the top heart and vascular hospitals by U.S. News and World Report, Baylor Scott & White, the Heart Hospital Plano, is committed to keeping our community strong, healthy, and ready to cheer on every pitch. When you win, we do too. We are proud to sponsor your Frisco Rough Riders. Learn more at bswhealth.com/theheart hospital. Howdy, Rough Riders fans. Are plumbing problems throwing you a curveball? Knock it out of the park with Benjamin Franklin Plumbing, the exclusive plumbing partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. We share a commitment to patriotism and excellence. In fact, if there's any delay, it's you we pay. Step up to the plate and get our double deal. No trip charge plus $50 off any plumbing repair. Don't strike out with subpar service. Text Book It to 833-201-1776. Benjamin Franklin Plumbing will have your home running smoother than a well-executed double play.
This is Dane Acker, and let's get back to the game.
We're tied at one into the top of the fifth inning here from beautiful Arvest Ballpark as the sun has set and we have darkness around us on this Tuesday evening. Aaron Zavala starts it off against Noriega. The first pitch is a swing and a foul back into Jensen's glove. It's 0-1. It's Zavala, Johnson, and Degody, 6, 7, and 8 in the Rough Riders order. 0-1. Swing and a miss. When fishing off the outside corner on the changeup, it's 0-2. Zavala bounced back to Noriega in the second inning. This has been a pretty well-played ball game so far between these two teams, each with a solo homer in the second inning to have our 1-1 score. 0-2 offering. There's a fly ball lifted down the left field line and twisting foul. It's 0-2 on Zavala. Abimelech Ortiz hit the home run for the Rough Riders in the second, and Luca Tresh followed with a game-tying solo shot off Anderson. 0-2. Down and away in the dirt. It's one ball and two strikes. That is still the only hit that Northwest Arkansas has against Anderson, who's whiffed five through four innings. Noriega on the other side has surrendered three hits, with the fourth being his only perfect inning. 1-2. Swinging a ground ball, roped through the right side and into right field. Aaron Zavala singles into right to lead things off here in the fifth. A hard ground ball at 100 miles an hour off the bat. And Zavala with a leadoff single. Good piece of hitting. He got a changeup down and off the outside corner and just got out in front of it slightly, but still had the barrel behind it. He was able to hit it hard on the ground to the pole side into right. And he's aboard for Cooper Johnson, who bounced out to short in his first trip. First pitch. Swinging a soft grounder foul off his own foot down the left field side. And it's 0-1. Johnson walking around home plate after that hard ground ball foul. Johnson, a 239 hitter, 11 home runs, 826 OPS for the catcher. Hit two homers last week.
Yeah.
He stands back in from the right side. Looks like he's good to go. Defense plays just slightly to pull for the right-handed batter. Pitch in. Low and outside, 1-1. The right side of the infield is almost entirely open with the second baseman Vaz playing behind the second base bag and Shrum holding on Zavala at first. Zavala 9-for-14 in steals. The pitch. Swinging a little nubber off the end of the bat up the first baseline. Jensen, the catcher's got it, whips it to first and gets him. Barehanded play by the catcher, Carter Jensen. That acts as a bunt as Zavala moves up to second base, and there's one away. Swinging bunt up the first base side for Cooper Johnson. Alex DeGody steps in now. DeGody a strikeout in the third. Noriega nearing the end of his line here. 68 pitches. He fires, and DeGody swings and misses. Had a good breaking ball off the outside corner. It's 0-1. There is action in the Northwest Arkansas bullpen out in right field. It's Jacob Wallace who's loosening. A look back to second, the 0-1. DeGody grounds it foul to the Riders' third base coach and manager, Carlos Cardoza, who grabs it right in front of him, like the infielder of old he used to be in college. No balls and two strikes on DeGody. Made a really nice play on the infield in the fourth at second base, and he calls time and steps out. Looking to pick up Zavala at second base. Tied at one. We're in the top of the fifth inning. DeGody holding the bat with both hands, halfway in between the barrel and the handle, and now stands in from the right side with an open stance. Bat parallel to the ground over his right shoulder, and the pitch is cut on and missed for strike three, and DeGody is down on three pitches. So two down, six strikeouts for Noriega. There's Daniel Mateo. Nine-hole hitter for the Rough Riders with a runner at second. Frisco hasn't had many opportunities with runners in scoring position tonight. In fact, that was their first at-bat. They're 0-for-1. The pitch is a chopper foul down the left side. A broken bat chopper, and it's 0-1. And he has to get a new stick. As we play a 1-1 tie, really, here in this fifth inning, I think the Rangers and White Sox wish they could be at a 1-1 tie right now. They're in a delay after just four pitches. It was raining before the first pitch even came across, and four pitches into the game, they went into delay, and they are still in a delay that's lasted over an hour now in Chicago.
Yeah, both these teams' parent clubs are in delays. The Northwest Arkansas Naturals parent club, the Kansas City Royals, are attempting to pull even with the Cleveland Guardians in the AL Central. With a win tonight, they would do just that. They lead 2-1 over the Guardians in the fifth in a game that looks like it's going to get pushed till tomorrow.
A big series there. And here's the offering to Mateo. A swing and a miss, fishing down in the dirt. And it's now 0-2 on the Riders center fielder. Now the Royals chasing down the Guardians, and the Naturals trying to chase down the Arkansas Travelers here in the Texas League North. Rough Riders are already in the postseason. Rangers have a ways to go. 0-2 offering to Mateo. There's a drive into right center field, sending Hernandez back on a dead run at the warning track. It's off the wall on one hop. Zavala comes in to score, and the Riders have the lead. RBI double for Daniel Mateo on an 0-2 pitch. Got a fastball elevated on the upper edge outside corner and just rifled it into right center field. And the Rough Riders have taken a 2-1 advantage in this fifth inning. great piece of hitting by Daniel Mateo. Got the pitch he was looking for and just crushed it. 2-1 Rough Riders. Here's Alejandro Osuna now. Left-handed batter trying to add on against Noriega in the pitch. Swinging a hard ground ball. That's through the right side. Base hit. Mateo getting the windmill around third. Town the throw. It's cut off. And the Rough Riders add on. RBI single for Alejandro Osuna. It's 3-1 Frisco. A little two-out magic here in the fifth inning for the Rough Riders. RBI double, RBI single on consecutive pitches. And that's going to spell the end of the night for Cruz Noriega. Oh, the Rough Riders knocked the starter out in the fifth. And a dip into the bullpen for Northwest Arkansas. 3-1 Rough Riders, two outs in the fifth. We'll be right back on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
Now, back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Max Acosta leads it off here at coming out of the pitching change as Jacob Wallace takes over on the mound for Northwest Arkansas. Two runs in, and the Riders lead it 3-1 in this fifth. Acosta dealing with the right-hander Wallace, who readies from the stretch with Osuna at first in the pitch. Inside, he hit him. First pitch looked like changeup got away from him. And Acosta's aboard on the hit by pitch. And the software here that measures the hit by pitch, or excuse me, the pitch speed and all the different metrics, it was a 32 mile an hour exit velocity off Max Acosta's backside there. He's work on that juice a little bit. Runners at first and second here with two down. Here's Cody Freeman now. Another runner in scoring position against Jacob Wallace here, the 26-year-old out of UConn, Lawrence, Massachusetts native. Former third-round pick by the Rockies in 2019. He deals. And it's outside, one ball and no strikes. Freeman 1-for-2 today, an infield single, and then out in a 1-for-3 putout. Wallace pitching in his third organization. He deals. Top of the zone with a fastball for his strike. 1-1. Started in the Rockies or was traded to the Boston Red Sox in 2020 and then became another trade victim in 2022 in exchange for Wyatt Mills after the 2022 season. 1-1 is just low, and it's three balls, make it two balls and one strike to Freeman. Rough Riders have a chance to somewhat blow this game open, leading by two now here in the fifth with one swing by Freeman. 2-1. And the bottom of the zone, outside corner, 2-2. Josh Hatcher on deck for the Rough Runners if we get that far. Osuna at second, Acosta at first. And the right-hander pitches. Breaking ball, tagged foul down the left field line, and it's still two balls and two strikes. That was a hanging breaking ball right in the middle of the plate, and Freeman was just out in front on it. He stands back in from the right side. RBI double, Daniel Mateo. RBI single, Alejandro Osuna. And now the 2-2. Down, and it's three balls and two strikes. Runners take their leads. They'll be off on this pitch. Here's the right-hander, and he fires home. Runners go. There's a swing and a fly ball hammered out to deep center field. Hernandez running back. He's at the warning track, and he makes the catch, and the inning is over. So the Rough Riders do get two runs. It comes on three hits. No errors and two left on. We go to the bottom of the fifth inning next. Rough Riders now leading it 3-1 on the Riders Baseball Network. Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
This is Josh Steven with the Frisco Rough Riders. You're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
We're in the home half of the fifth inning. The Rough Riders now leading it 3-1. Happy to have you along on this Tuesday evening. Ben Anderson to Dylan Schrum, a swing and a miss and a high fastball, and it's 0-1. Schrum, Hernandez, and Vaz. It's 8-9-1 in the order. 0-1. Up and outside, it's one ball and one strike. The Rough Riders scoring two runs in that top of the fifth inning. On an RBI double and an RBI single. Anderson comes home and misses high, and it's two balls and one strike. And it was a good two-out offense for the Rough Riders to give Ben Anderson a little bit more run support, and he has certainly been good tonight. 2-1, swing and a miss. And with an up-and-in slider, and it's two balls and two strikes. For Ben Anderson, he had a tough third inning, over 25 pitches. 2-2, up high with a fastball, 3-2. But then worked a 1-2-3 fourth. And now starts out the fifth inning to Dylan Schrum, a full count. The pitch. That's fouled away to the right side, and it's still three balls and two strikes. Infield up the middle, outfield the opposite way for the right-handed batting Schrum. And the right-hander fires. There's a high pop-up on the infield. Everyone converging towards the mound. And it's the shortstop Acosta who calls everyone off and makes the catch, backpedaling off the side of the mound as he grabbed it, one away. Diego Hernandez takes his turn now. Rough Riders leading 3-1 in the fifth inning. Hernandez a strikeout victim in the third. Anderson has punched out 5 through 4 1/3 innings. He's into his wind in the pitch. Fouled the way down the left side, 0-1. The solo home run he allowed from Luca Trench is still the only hit he's allowed as well. Now he's back in the second. Frisco has allowed a lot of hits recently. As he winds here in the 0-1, there's a ground ball foul at the plate off Hernandez's bat, and it's 0-2. In the last 12 games, opponents are hitting .296 against the Rough Riders pitching staff, with the majority of that damage being done by Springfield 2 weeks ago. But on the other side, Northwest Arkansas has really struggled over the last week on the offensive side. 0-2. Down in the dirt, skips away from Johnson. It's 1-2. Losing 4 of 6 in Arkansas last week in a very pitcher-friendly ballpark. They hit just 151 as a team and scored just 11 runs in 6 games. Here's the 1-2. That's up and away, and it's 2-2. And funny enough, this is a series that is very evenly matched when you look at how these two teams have played in the month of August. The two teams are both 10-12 so far through their first 22 games. 2-2. Up and away, we're full at 3-2. And both teams are averaging exactly 4.3 runs a game on offense in August. The only difference is the Rough Riders, unfortunately, have been last in the league in ERA in the month. 3-2. Swinging a chopper up the first baseline. Ortiz has got it side saddled to his right, twists his body around, races to the bag, and beats Hernandez 2 away. Javier Vaz steps in now. 3-1 our score. Rough Riders out in front. Third time through the order starts here for Northwest Arkansas. A majority of that damage against the Rough Riders pitching staff this month has been done against the bullpen. Frisco has an over 5 ERA out of the pen this month. Offering in. Top of the zone for a called strike to Vaz with 2 outs and the bases clear. It's 0-1. Skylar Hales is loosening out in the pen for the Rough Riders. 0-1. Just inside, and it's 1-1. And you'd love for Anderson to work through 5 innings here in order to be in line for the win. His next pitch will be his 83rd pitch. The offer's home. Swinging a chopper, weakly hit out to second base. Degody charges, picks, slings its sidearm onto first and gets him. And it's 5 1-hit, one-run innings for Ben Anderson tonight. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. We move to the top of the sixth inning next. It's the Rough Riders 3, the Naturals 1 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get 2 free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly in Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. In Touch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Hey, this is Cooper Johnson, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
At the top of the sixth inning, the Rough Riders leading it 3-1 over the Northwest Arkansas Naturals. Game one of six in our first trip out here to the northwest portion of the state. Josh Hatcher leads it off against Jacob Wallace, and the right-hander pitches in. It's at the bottom of the zone, but just a little bit outside, and it's one ball and no strikes on Hatcher, who's 0 for 2 tonight. Three runs, six hits, no errors for the Rough Riders. One run, one hit, and one error for the Naturals. 1-0. Low and outside. It's two balls and no strikes. Always love coming out here to Arvest Ballpark. Usually only get out here one time every year. Here's the stretch and the 2-0 pitch. Swing and a miss. A good offering underneath Hatcher's hands, and it's 2-1. This ballpark is really beautiful. It's sunken in where the concourse is at street level, similar to Riders Field. 2-1. There's a fly ball traced foul down the left field line, and it's 2-2. 327 down the left field line, 400 to dead center, 325 down the right field line. There are three flagpoles in right center field, one hosting the American flag in the middle. 2-2. Hatcher swings, chops it weakly, foul down the right side. 2-2 still. Then the state of Arkansas flag on the left side and a Naturals flag on the right side of that American flag pole. The batter's eye here is a tall green center field fence with a little bit of a, I don't know what you'd call it, mini forest, grove of trees out in dead center field. Makes a really nice touch here, especially with a team called the Naturals. 2-2. There's a chopper down the first baseline. Two hops to Dylan Shrum. He's got it. And with his high socks, he takes it to the bag in time. One away. Abimelech Ortiz takes his turn now. Rough Riders a 3-1 advantage over Northwest Arkansas. Beyond center field is a crossroads, and then just beyond that, across the street from us, is the Arkansas Children's Northwest Hospital. Lit up out in dead center field. Here's the offering home. That's at the top of the zone for a strike, and it's 0-1, and we will see helicopters landing up there every once in a while throughout the series. It's a very hilly, very green area out here in the northwest portion of the state. Here's the 0-1. That's down in the dirt, and it's one ball and one strike. And some of you may live in North Texas, may not have gone out here to Arkansas, but it is a gorgeous area and very different climate-wise from the northern part of Texas, even though we're just 5 hours away from DFW. And much more hilly, a little bit cooler. And Arkansas is known as the natural state for a reason. 1-1. That's down and in. It's 2-1. When this team first became a franchise, they were wondering, you know, what was the name going to be, and they settled on Naturals because of the movie The Natural, of course, and then also with Arkansas being the natural state. There's the 2-1 pitch on the way to Ortiz. There's a slow chopper up the first baseline again. Second baseman Vaz has got it, and he flips underhand over to first base in time for the out. Two up, two down on soft ground ball outs for the Rough Riders, leading 3-1, and Aaron Zavala steps to the plate here in the sixth. This is also the home of Tyson Chicken, the chicken brand. And so they were almost named the Thunder Chickens instead of the Naturals. And it used to be an alternate identity. They don't play as the Thunder Chickens very often anymore. I think that would have been kind of fun. Thunder Chickens, a little bit more unique than the Naturals. Left-handed batter, right-handed pitcher, first toss to Z. Is down in the dirt, and it's one ball and no strikes. Just a really nice place to be, and a good place for hiking if you like doing things in the outdoors. fishing and hunting. Quite a few things to do around this area. Here's the stretch, and the right-hander deals in the 1-0. Outside corner for a strike. It's 1-1. There is action in the Rough Riders' bullpen. It's Larson Kindreich who is loosening. 1-1. That's down and in, and it's two balls and one strike. Skylar Hales was throwing in the bottom of the fifth inning, but when Ben Anderson got through the inning, he sat down, and Kindreich got up, so we will probably see the southpaw come the bottom of the sixth. 2-1 offering to Zavala. And it's below the zone, three balls and one strike. 2 outs, bases clear. Riders scored both their runs in the fifth inning with 2 outs and would love to do more 2-out damage here. Zavala singled to start off that fifth inning. He came in to score on the Mateo RBI double. Left-handed batter, open stance. Bright yellow batting gloves. Bat parallel to the ground over his left shoulder in the pitch. There's a high pop-up out into shallow left field. The shortstop, Tolbert, going back. He calls everyone off, makes the catch, inning over. Well, the Rough Riders down quietly. No runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base. We move to the bottom of the sixth inning. The Rough Riders leading 3-1 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Get $100 in bill credits to put towards future electricity bills after you sign up with Rhythm Energy. Extra innings? Good. Pay extra for electricity? Bad. So take advantage of $100 in bill credits to shrink your bill. With your AC about to get a workout, this deal is here at a perfect time. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
Here's a roofing reality. Texas is the number one state for hail damage claims. As a result, the type of roofing material you choose directly affects your insurance premiums. The more impact-resistant the material, the bigger the discount. Not only can roofing materials reduce your monthly cost, they may protect you from replacing your roof after severe storms. Let us help determine if impact-resistant options like Class 4 shingles are the right choice for your home. Family-owned and operated, Peak Roofing and Construction has provided honest inspections and estimates on roof, gutter, and window projects in the DFW for 15 years. Visit us online at peakroofingconstruction.com.
This is Kamar Rocker, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Larson Kindreich is on the mound for the Rough Riders. Tyler Tolbert, River Town, Luca Trash, 2-3-4, due up for Northwest Arkansas. Ben Anderson done in his start, and boy, was he fantastic tonight. First pitch, a bunt up the first base side and foul. It's 0-1. Ben Anderson finishes allowing just one run on one hit, the solo homer by Luca Trash back in the second inning. Across his five innings, he struck out five and walked one. He was good enough to get through five despite a long third inning where he threw over 25 pitches. And so the right-hander in line for the win. It's up to the bullpen now to keep it that way. 0-1. There's a chopper off the plate. Foul down the left side. It's 0-2. Larson Kindreich, a new member of this Frisco Rough Riders team. The 25-year-old, 6'4", 210-pounder out of Medford, Oregon, in the southern part of the state. With the Rough Riders this year, five appearances, a 1.80 ERA. He surrendered just one run across five innings, but he's gotten himself into a lot of trouble. The pitch. Inside corner, got him looking. Fastball on the upper inside edge. He strikes out Tolbert. Three pitches, and he sits him down. River Town bats now, left-handed hitter. Kindreich, in five innings, has allowed seven hits and six walks. He's also struck out nine. He deals. There's a chopper foul back behind home, and it's 0-1. So a walks plus hits per inning pitched, or whip, above 2.5, which is way too high. Your average is around 1.2 or so. Here's the stretch in the left-hander pitches. There's a line drive loop down the left side, and it lands in fair. Zavala over to cut it off. Town moving to second. The throw off the line. Town with a bloop double down the left side. And he's in scoring position for Luca Tresh. Just a soft fly ball off the handle of the bat down that left field line. Luca Tresh, right-handed batter. He homered back in the second, lined out to right in the third. Here's the left-hander home. And a curveball on the outside corner, a strike. It's 0-1. Kindreich has been working with a slider as well. A new pitch that he added in the bullpen just last week. We'll see how often he goes with that pitch. He looks back at second base. The 0-1. Check swing. He went around and the curveball down and in. It's 0-2. Three-one, Rough Riders. We play in the bottom of the sixth. Kindreich with a bright red glove. It's a Ranger red glove. 0-2. Curveball slipped out of his hand, missed outside. One ball and two strikes. The left-hander will probably go two innings out of the bullpen today, although the Rough Riders do have a completely fresh bullpen. He looks back to second, rocks home. Up and away, 2-2. Frisco is playing with 27 active after Tim Brennan was sent back up to AAA from Frisco before the game today. They are allotted 28 on their roster. 2-2. Swinging a ground ball softly out to short. Acosta's got it. Double pumps, rifles low, and Ortiz picks it out at first in time. So two outs, Town remains put at second base. Acosta, once he got it, scissor stepped, double pumped, and then unleashed a strong throw, but put it in the dirt in front of Ortiz, and he was able to pick it, made it look easy at first base. Carter Jensen now, he's 0-2 with a couple strikeouts. Righty with a right-hander on the hill, and Anderson, he threw that changeup to him a couple of times. First pitch, outside, 1-0, and now he faces the left-hander in Kindreich. Kindreich much more effective against lefties than righties this year. Lefties hitting just 176 against him, righties 232. 1-0. That's popped up back behind home and foul. It's 1-1. He did give up the double, though, to Town on the bloop into left field earlier in the inning. A left-handed batter. Riders leading by two, bottom of the sixth inning. Two outs, runner at second. Kindreich readies from the stretch, third base side of the rubber. Glove just above the belt. It stops in the pitch. Curveball in there for a strike. Inside edge, 1-2. Good pitch on the front door with the lefty-lefty situation. One ball and two strikes. He looks back to second again. And the left-hander brings it in. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Went with the curveball, and he strikes out two in a scoreless sixth inning. He keeps it a 3-1 game. Rough Riders still lead it into the top of the seventh inning, where Luke Maley will take over next. We'll get you some trivia as well when we come back here on the Riders Baseball Network.
Our Rough Riders have a new partner, Cacique Foods. The nation's leader in Hispanic cheeses, creams, chorizo, and salsa is honored to call our DFW community home and is now a proud Rough Riders sponsor.
With Cacique's authentic ingredients, you can add Mexican tradition and flavor to every meal. For more information about their products, visit caciquefoods.com. Find their delicious products at your favorite local supermarket, and let's cheer on our Rough Riders together. Authentic flavor, real moments. Cacique.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Rough Riders fans, you can save $500 or more on electricity with Rhythm Energy's PowerShift electricity plans and get the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas. Plus, get $100 in bill credits towards future bills after you sign up. Talk about a home run of a deal. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
It's time for the top of the seventh here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Back at Arvest Ballpark alongside Zach Bigley, Luke Mamie with you here on the Riders Baseball Network. The Rough Riders leading the Naturals 3-1, and there's a new arm on the hill. Jacob Wallace is done. He goes 1 1/3 of scoreless, hitless, walkless, and strikeoutless innings. Faced four batters and got them all to put the ball in play and let the defense work behind him. So Brandon Johnson, the right-hander, comes on to face Cooper Johnson, Alex DeGody, and Daniel Mateo, the bottom third of the order for the Rough Riders. And it is the top of the seventh, so what do you say we do some trivia, Zach?
I love it.
Johnson rocks in his first offering to Cooper Johnson, a check swing, and they say he went around. So we go back to this date in 1982. Ricky Henderson swiped four bags to break the single-season record with 122 stolen bases. Zach, let's see. As Johnson rocks and fires, and he gets Cooper Johnson to swing and miss. It's nothing in two. Let's see how many of the top 10 single season leaders in stolen bases since 2000 you can name. So more of a recent list.
Okay.
Still hard. Stolen bases is a difficult one. 0-2 on its way to Johnson, and it glides outside. A ball and two strikes.
Billy Hamilton.
Billy Hamilton surprisingly does not make the list.
Wow.
He would have been guessed 1-1 for me as well.
Jonathan VR.
No VR. Righty kicks, and Johnson waves and misses at a pitch in the dirt. Jensen blocks, and he tags Cooper. And there's one gone.
Is there a Royal on this list?
There is not a Royal on this list.
Okay.
I have teams and years for you as well.
What about Ichiro 2001?
No, Ichiro in 2001.
Goodness gracious. Okay.
I'll give you that the lowest number on this list is 64. There's technically one player on the list three times, so there's only eight players in total
okay.
to name. Righty kicks and fires. His first offering to Alex DeGody is called a strike. A fastball at 94 on the inner edge.
D. Gordon.
D. Gordon is correct. He is at 9. He had 64 for the Dodgers in 2014. Righty kicks. Way even a miss by DeGody. And it's 0-2. DeGody in search of his first hit today. He's 0-2 with a pair of strikeouts and finds himself behind nothing in 2.
What about Jose Reyes?
Jose Reyes at 1 with 78 in 2007 for the Mets. Righty kicks. The 0-2 is fouled back out of play. DeGody stays alive.
Jimmy Rollins?
No Jimmy Rollins.
Okay. Jacoby Ellsbury?
Jacoby Ellsbury. 70 with the Red Sox in 2009. That is third on the list. 0-2 again, and DeGody takes called strike three. Got him looking. Two batters have come to face Brandon Johnson. Two have been sent back to the dugout via the strikeout. Here's Daniel Mateo.
How about Carl Crawford?
No Carl Crawford.
Really? Wow.
He has to be close on this list. Let's look up Carl Crawford's steals numbers. Righty kicks and fires to Mateo, and it glides outside.
This is a wild card guess here. Rajay Davis?
No, Rajai Davis. He is on the list. I debated going most steals since 2010 in totality.
Okay.
And he is on that list as Mateo watches again outside, that time a breaking ball.
I just remember watching him in the late 2000s, early 2010s, and I feel like every time he got on, he would steal a base.
So the most Crawford ever had as Mateo checked his swing. First base umpire Kyle Stutz says yes, he did. 2-1. The most Crawford had was 60 in 2009. So he just misses this list as D. Gordon at 64 is the final name.
Okay.
Offering home to Mateo, and it glides inside. A 3-1 advantage for the right-handed hitting center fielder.
Sean Figgins?
No Figgins, but good pull on the name. 3-1. Hit high in the air down the right field line, but twisting well foul. And we'll get a 3-2 offering. Coming up next with 2 outs and the bases clear to Daniel Mateo.
All right, I think I'll start to take my teams in years here, or years.
All right, let's go years first. You have two members of this list that did it last year.
Okay. Here I am thinking about going further back. Okay.
The number two member of this list did it last year as Mateo watches a fastball outside, and he's aboard for a second straight time. It's ball four.
Oh, Acuna.
Ronald Acuna with 73 last year. The other one from last year had 67. It's number seven on this list. Not as big of a name, but you'll certainly know and you'll remember when it comes to you that they stole a ton of bags. Pickoff move, and Mateo's back in diving.
Was it Corbin Carroll?
Not Corbin Carroll, but good guess.
American League or National League?
American League, and there was a little drama at the beginning of the year about this player. Another pickoff attempt, and that one close, but Mateo back in safely. Not necessarily something this player did, but something this organization did to this player. We'll say it got sent down. How about that? They were sent down and had some pretty good numbers. Offering to Osuna, called a strike on the outer edge.
Estuary Ruiz.
It is Ruiz.
Yeah, I remember that.
67 for the A's last year.
One of the best players in 2022 in the Texas League with the San Antonio Missions.
There you go. Mateo has his lead at first. He skips as if he was ready to run. And he shuts it down. Osuna fails it back to the netting. So our number four on this list had 70 for the Brewers in 2004. This is one of the harder names on the list to me. You'll definitely know the name. I didn't really realize that this person would have stolen 70 bags.
2004 Brewers is a bit of a blind spot for me.
As it is for me. Offering home, and Osuna waves and misses. He's down on strikes. So Brandon Johnson turns in a scoreless top of the seventh. He strikes out the side, but he did issue one walk. It's no runs on no hits, no errors, and one left aboard. We go bottom seven with the Riders leading the Naturals 3-1. We continue our trivia when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
This is Josh Hatcher with the Frisco Rough Riders, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Andy Rodriguez enters the game here in the bottom of the seventh with the Rough Riders leading the Naturals 3-1. It's Peyton Wilson, Josh Lester, and Dylan Shrum, the three duo against the right-hander. And the first pitch laced up the middle, but the Rough Riders had him played well. Acosta has it, and on one pitch, Andy Rodriguez gets a 6-3 ground out. There's one away. We continue our trivia looking for the most stolen bases in a single season since 2000. Zach has drilled the top three. We're looking at number four, which in my opinion is one of the harder names on the list. Did it 70 in 2004 with the Brewers. Right-hander kicks and fires, and Lester shoots the first pitch foul on the ground.
Can I get initials on this one?
I give you SP. Actually debuted in 2001 with the Seattle Mariners. Very short span there. Didn't play all that much. Righty kicks and fires, and that one down in the dirt. 1-1.
Who was it?
Scott Podsednik.
Oh, I forgot he was a Brewer.
Yeah, 70 stolen bases that year. He also had three of at least 40 stolen bases outside of that year. Lester checks his swing. They appeal down to third, and Jack Wasson says, yes, he did.
I think like everybody else, I just think about him the following year, 2005 with the White Sox.
He had a really, really good year the next year and was an All-Star.
All right. No homers that year, and then two in the postseason.
There you go. Righty kicks and fires and misses down and into Lester. It's two balls and two strikes.
Including a walk-off homer in the World Series.
The next name on this list did it three times for three different teams, 68, 65, and 64. So it was very much known for stealing bases. Not a huge name in the baseball world, but you'll know it. Check swing, unless they're able to hold it up. It's 3-2.
What years?
Let me tell you on that. I didn't write that down.
Are we talking early 2000s or late 2000s?
I'm going to say right around like 2008-ish probably.
Okay.
Yeah, the stolen base years were 2010 to 2003. There's a chopper. Ortiz plays it on a short hop, and it pops in and out of his glove. Rodriguez, a glove flip, and he got him. Andy Rodriguez picked the ball up off the infield dirt. Abimelech Ortiz had to play it on a short hop and had it skip in and out of his mitt. Rodriguez, who was over there to cover, all he could do was try to glove flip it there, and he did just that, and he helps himself out with the second out of the inning. What a play. The old 3-1-3 put out. So 2010, 2003, and 2007.
What about Denard Span?
No Denard Span, okay. But good name. As there's a swing and a miss by Dylan Shrum. This player played 14 seasons as Shrum cuts on and missed. It's 0-2. Played with Miami, Los Angeles, Colorado, the Chicago White Sox, Cubs.
Juan Pierre.
Oh, he did it three times. And a swing and a foul ball back to the screen. So we're down to just one name on this list, and we go to the Rockies in 2008. 68 stolen bases for this player. Rodriguez kicks and delivers. There's a pop-up right side. Abimelech Ortiz crosses into foul territory, and he reaches skyward to haul it in.
Who is it?
The answer is Willie Taveras.
Oh, Willie. That's Leody Taveras' cousin.
There you go. So there's your list. We'll recap it on the other side. Andy Rodriguez has a scoreless bottom of the seventh. We go top eight with the Rough Riders leading 3-1 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. In Touch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
My dad is a proud Girl Dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a Girl Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Let's head to the top of the eighth. You're on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Yeah.
Anderson Paulino enters the game. The right-hander will face the 2-3-4 batters in the Rough Riders order, trailing 3-1 in the top of the eighth. And home plate umpire Travis Brewer is saying something to the right-hander, works his way out to the mound, and now trots back behind the dish. Paulino has made two appearances this year against the Rough Riders, and they haven't been great. He has a 20.25 ERA against Frisco as Acosta shoots the first pitch foul back to the screen. Across 2 2/3 innings, he's given up 6 earned runs on 5 hits, a walk. He does have 1 strikeout. He gave up a homer. Acosta batting from the right side. 0-1 is down in the dirt, even at a ball and a strike. Acosta here tonight is 0-2, and quite possibly one of the weirder lines at the plate you'll ever see. He's grounded out, been called out on batter's interference, and he's been hit by a pitch. Righty kicks and delivers inside a bit downstairs, and Acosta hops ahead, 2 balls and a strike. Paulino, the fourth arm used tonight by the Naturals. Righty set at the belt. He kicks, and the offering home is lined past the diving shortstop into left center field. Max Acosta has himself a base hit. Now the Riders have the leadoff man aboard, trying to tack on here in the top of the eighth. They lead 3-1, and now they've out-hit the Naturals 7-2. Tonight marks the 41st appearance for Anderson Paulino. He's 1-5 with a 5.40 ERA. And as Cody Freeman steps in, we'll mix in that list, recap our trivia. Stolen base leaders in a single season since 2000. Paulino peering over his shoulder. He kicks home and blows a fastball by Cody Freeman. So your list, Jose Reyes, 78 with the Mets in 2007. Ronald Acuna, Jacoby Ellsbury, Scott Posednik, Juan Pierre, Willie Taveras, Estuary Ruiz, and D. Gordon. Pickoff move, and Acosta goes back in diving. No tag applied by Dylan Shrum at first base.
I want to say Denard Span was a bad guess. His high is 31 in a single season.
That's actually shockingly low.
Yeah, me too.
I would have guessed he at least hit 45. As Freeman rips one to right center, that one's down. Acosta around second. It'll roll towards the warning track. And Acosta getting the wave around. He hesitated around third, but he'll still score standing up. An RBI double for Cody Freeman, and the Riders lead it 4-1 here in the top of the eighth. Max Acosta came buzzing around second base, and Carlos Cardoza gave him the windmill. And Acosta pulled up there at third base, looked behind him, and then realized that Cardoza was waving him to the plate, and he was still able to score with ease. Cody Freeman has himself his second hit, this one with an RBI attached. Here's Josh Hatcher, and the first pitch smacked on a line to left, and Wilson is there to haul it in. Freeman will have to stay put at second base. So Josh Hatcher hit it hard, 105 off the bat, but nothing to show for it, just some tough luck. So Hatcher now 0 for 4, but he's hit the ball hard a couple of times. And in steps Abimelech Ortiz. Ortiz, the lefty, facing the right-hander. And Anderson Paulino. He lifts and fires. Ortiz hits one high into the night sky, but playable in left for Wilson. He's backing up, and he's there to make the play. And Freeman tagging from second. He'll cruise into third, standing up. So a productive out for Abimelech Ortiz. But he flies out to left, and there's two gone. Riders leading 4-1. Aaron Zavala in from the left side. Zavala is 1-for-3 to this point. He popped out to shortstop his last trip up, but he singled and scored in the fifth. And they're appealing to second base to see if Cody Freeman left early. First base umpire Kyle Stutz holds his arms out to his side, saying safe. And opposite of him on the diamond, Cody Freeman at third, held his arm straight out, saying, I knew what I was doing. So Freeman at third, two gone for Aaron Zavala. All right, he kicks and fires. There's a pop-up on the infield. The shortstop, Tolbert, looking into the night sky on the outfield grass, and he backpedals into the grab. So the Riders get the first two on with a single and an RBI double. But the next three retired in order. It's one run coming on two hits, no errors, and one stranded. We go to the bottom of the eighth, Northwest Arkansas looking to cut into the lead. It's Frisco 4, Northwest Arkansas 1 here on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking?
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
As the Texas League schedule comes down the home stretch and the NHL season is just around the corner, the Rough Riders blend them both together on September 5th for Dallas Stars Night. The Riders will be wearing Dallas Stars-themed jerseys and there will be hockey themes all night long. There's also a great ticket package available. Purchase two tickets for the game, get two Dallas Stars preseason tickets and two co-branded hockey jerseys, all for $59. It's Dallas Stars Night at Riders Field on Thursday, September 5th. Get more information at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
On Friday nights, the Stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
This is Cole Reagans, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
First pitch to Andy Rodriguez is laced into center field, and Daniel Mateo runs it down. Came crashing in from center field. And Diego Hernandez on one pitch becomes the first out of the bottom of the eighth. Andy Rodriguez back on the hill. Ben Anderson turned in five innings of one-hit, one-run baseball. It was a solo homer by Luca Tresh. That's the lone offense tonight for Northwest Arkansas. Rodriguez misses downstairs to the leadoff man in Javier Vaz. Now Ben Anderson was solid. He's in line for the win. Larson Kindrike turned in an inning of scoreless baseball with just a hit as Rodriguez delivers a fastball on the outer edge. We're even at 1-1. Now Andy Rod trying to make it two scoreless and send this game to the ninth. delivers and misses high with a 92-mile-an-hour fastball. Rodriguez for the Rough Riders this year has been tremendous. As of late, he's run into some troubles, though. Righty peers in and delivers downstairs. No advantage to the left-handed hitting second baseman. Rodriguez, a high leg kick in the offering home. That one called a strike. And the count runs full. Rodriguez found himself in kind of the closer role for the Rough Riders as he delivers the payoff pitch and it misses inside for ball four. First base runner allowed by Andy Rodriguez. It comes on a one-out walk to Javier Vaz, the second time he's worked a free pass tonight. Rodriguez was slated to fill that closer role left by Tyler Owens. Well, the Rangers traded him to the Tigers organization at the deadline, but he struggled a bit. And he split that role with Skyler Hales as there's a bouncing ball turned towards the first base dugout. Foul ball off the bat of Tyler Tolbert. Tolbert in search of his first hit tonight. He's 0 for 3. Struck out his last time up. The two balls he's put in play have each been chased down by the center fielder Daniel Mateo. A one on its way, and the breaking ball just misses outside. Even at a ball and a strike. Rough Riders leading 4-1. They've out hit Northwest Arkansas tonight 8-2. Rodriguez peering over his left shoulder and he kicks and fires. And misses down and away. 2-1 advantage for Tolbert. Vaz at first base is a threat to run. He has 16 stolen bases this year. He takes a hefty lead at first base. Rodriguez kicks. And the pitch home, chopped on the ground. The shortstop Acosta charging. He goes to second for one to Godey's throw. Not in time, and it skips into the dugout. So Tyler Tolbert will dig into second base. And Javier Vaz, he raced off the base paths. So it's a fielder's choice that goes 6-4. And the throw allows Tolbert to move into scoring position. For Andy Rodriguez in a 4-1 ball game, he can work on the man at the dash in River Town. Now, Tyler Tolbert is certainly a threat to run. 36 stolen bases at the AA level this year and over 40 overall in the year as he spent some time with AAA Omaha earlier this season. Now with the Naturals trailing 4-1 in the eighth, and with two outs, not likely that he will run, especially with a left-handed hitter in River Town at the dish. First offering to Town is fouled back to the screen. Rodriguez's numbers overall are still very good despite his struggles as of late. He's 3-2 with a 2.83 ERA, and tonight marks his 35th appearance of the season for Frisco. He's tossed 57 and a third innings coming into tonight. As he just misses outside. Didn't get the call from home plate umpire Travis Brewer.
Luke, there was some Major League history tonight. Would you like to hear about it?
Let's hear it.
So the Rangers game was suspended after four pitches, Rangers-White Sox. That's the earliest a game has ever been suspended in Major League history.
Right, he kicks and fires, and there's a foul ball back to the screen. Well, that's not surprising, Zach, because if you saw the video from how the game started, it was torrential downpour from the get-go.
Yeah, during warm-ups it was raining. Yeah. I don't know why they started the game. That's per Evan Grant, by the way, of the Dallas Morning News. But I don't think that game should have been started in the first place.
Probably not. Hence why it was stopped four pitches in. Rodriguez kicks and fires and just misses upstairs. River Town putting together a solid at-bat. Two balls and two strikes on the left-handed hitter. Town came in the third inning, bottom of the third, for Gavin Cross, who exited the game after an awkward swing, grabbing his lower back. Righty kicks and fires. Wave and a miss. Rodriguez got him. Rodriguez celebrates the strikeout. He's got two scoreless frames. No runs on no hits, no errors, and one left aboard the base paths. We head to the top of the ninth inning with the Rough Riders out in front of the Naturals. 4-1. When we come back, it's Zach Bigley taking us home on the Riders Baseball Network.
It's a whole new type of ball game on September 6th at Riders Field for Dia de los Quesos, when the Rough Riders will transform into their alternate identity, Quesos de Frisco. As part of MLB's Copa de la Diversión program, the Riders will play as Quesos de Frisco for a third and final time on September 6th, presented by Baylor Scott and White Health. First pitch at 7:05, come out early for music, dancing, and more. See you on September 6th against the Wichita Wind Surge for Dia de los Quesos in Frisco. Get your tickets at ridersbaseball.com. Vamos Quesos!
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
It's time for the top of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders enjoying a 4-1 advantage as we go to the top of the ninth inning, and Beck Way takes over on the mound. Way, who has an electric fastball that can reach into the triple digits, will face the bottom third of the Rough Riders order. Cooper Johnson, Alex Degote, and Daniel Mateo do up. Way, the right-hander who throws from a particularly difficult arm slot to pick up, a not quite sidearm arm slot, but a little bit lower than low three-quarters. Former Yankees draft pick in 2020, a 25-year-old, 6'4", 200 pounds. And he's into his wind in the pitch. Fastball rides inside at 96, and it's one ball and no strikes. 6-3 this year with a 3.04 ERA, pitching in his 40th game on the season. He brings it in. Outside. Two balls and no strikes. He's had trouble with his command. 53 strikeouts over 50 and a third innings, but 34 walks. He deals. And it's up and in. That one at 96 again, and it's three balls and no strikes. Opponents are hitting just 192 against him, though. He was tried out as a starter most of last year and really struggled. 3-0. That's at the bottom of the zone. A strike. It's 3-1, but he has flourished out of the bullpen at least and throwing a few more strikes than he did last year. Offering in. Swing and a miss by Johnson's bat. It's 3-2 on a good fastball. He's only allowed 34 hits in his 50 and a third innings. He brings in the payoff. Up high, ball four. So Johnson works a walk to lead things off here in the ninth inning, and Alex Degote makes his way to the plate. Beck Way has thrown twice against the Rough Riders this year. He's allowed three runs over three and a third innings. And he allowed one of his four homers as well to Caper Rodriguez. The pitch, a swing and a miss by Degote, and it's 0-1. Rodriguez not in the lineup today. Here's the stretch, and the 0-1. Outside. Degote has struck out three times tonight. One. Check swing and a miss off the outside corner. 1-2. Good slider off the outside edge. Well, the bottom of the ninth inning, looks like the Rough Riders will have Skyler Hales on the hill. He's warming up in the bullpen out in left. 1-2, a late swing and a miss, and DeGody's down on strikes for the fourth time. One out, golden sombrero for DeGody. Here's Daniel Mateo. RBI double back in the fifth, and he walked in the seventh. Way ready from the stretch, he pitches. Strike to Mateo. Fastball outside corner, 0-1. Rough Riders, four runs on eight hits and an error. The Naturals, one run on two hits and an error. Oh-1. Outside. One ball and one strike. Top of the order, and Osuna on deck. Johnson led off the inning with a walk. Here's the stretch and the right-hander's pitch. Swinging a chopper, left side of the infield. Tolbert's got it at short, bobbles off his glove out in the shallow left. And Mateo reaches on an error. An error by the shortstop, Tolbert. He went to his right and tried to field it up into his belly, and it just went off the palm of his glove. Runners at first and second, and one out now for the Rough Riders. Alejandro Osuna, who's 2-for-4 today with an RBI single back in the fifth. Trying to give the Rough Riders some insurance and make it a non-save situation. Pitch home. There's a foul out of play to the left side. It's 0-1. Osuna has struck out twice tonight, and along with the two singles. Way looks in. He's got his sign. Right-hander ready from the stretch in the 0-1. Outside, missing with the changeup. One ball and one strike. Osuna has singled to center into right field today. The Rough Riders pitching staff has been phenomenal tonight. The Rough Riders offense doing just enough. 1-1. Swing and a miss. 1-2. Still the only run tonight for Northwest Arkansas. Luca Tresh homer back in the second. Johnson leads from second base, Mateo from first. 1-2 on the way. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Went with a high slider. Osuna down on strikes. There are two away, both on the strikeout. And here's Max Acosta, who has a very interesting line, as Luke mentioned earlier. He's 1-for-3 with a ground out. A batter's interference out, a hit by pitch, and a single. Two aboard, two out. Top of the ninth inning. Riders lead it 4-1. Way stretches and deals. Line foul on the ground to the right side, and it's 0-1. Cody Freeman on deck for the Riders. Frisco just finished up that series last week against San Antonio, winning it 4-2. The Riders are now 20-4 against the San Antonio Missions this season. They are done with them in the regular season. They are 52-44 against everyone else. 0-1. Below the zone, and it's 1-1. So they've been good against everyone else, but you add into that what they've done against San Antonio, and it makes them a great team this year when you go 16 games above 500 against one team. Time called. The catcher Jensen wanted it. Ball on a strike here to Acosta in the ninth inning. Way with the ball against his back. He fires. Outside, two balls and one strike. Slider zipping across the zone from the right-hander missing outside. Mateo has better speed at first than Johnson does at second. They both take their leads. 2-1. Low, and it's three balls and one strike. Way has had to throw his fair share of pitches in this inning. Irenes, and the 22nd pitch of the inning on the way. There's a fly ball lifted deep into right center field. Town going back. He's at the warning track. Jumps up, and it's off his glove off the base of the wall. Johnson scores. Mateo around, and he crosses. It's a two-run double. Max Acosta ends up at second, driving in two more runs, and the Riders lead it 6-1. He headed well to the opposite field. Town just kept drifting back and up against the fence. It went off the tip of his glove, and Acosta drives in a pair. Two hits today for the Rough Riders shortstop. Got ahead on a 3-1 pitch and on a fastball in the middle of the plate. Hammered it into right field. And Cody Freeman, who had an RBI double his last time up in the eighth inning, stands in now. Freeman 2-for-4. And now Carlos Cardoza going over from his third base coaching spot and talking with John Goble, the Rough Riders pitching coach, as to what he wants to do now that the Rough Riders are up by 5 runs instead of 3. It's an on-save situation at this point. The pitch. That's low, and it's 1 ball and no strikes. And now do the Rough Riders send Andy Rodriguez back out for a third inning? Or do they want to go to Skylar Hales in the bullpen? Two key insurance runs here in the top of the ninth inning, and this is one of those situations where scoring these two runs tonight could give you a better chance to win tomorrow night if you save Hales. The pitch is inside to Freeman on a 95-mile-an-hour heater, and it's 2 balls and no strikes. We'll see what they elect to do once we go to the bottom of the ninth. The Rider is scoring 1 run in the eighth and 2 in the ninth inning in tonight's ball game to separate themselves in what was a pretty well-played close ball game to this point until the eighth. The pitch, swing and a miss. 2-0. And it was at the bottom of the zone. Freeman came up empty. It's now 2-1. Here's the stretch by the right-hander. He fires. It's low, and it's 3 balls and one strike now on Freeman. It's the same count that Acosta was in when he doubled. Keelan Kilgore is loosening out of the bullpen for Northwest Arkansas now. Here's the stretch by the right-hander, and the 3-1 pitch on the way to Freeman. He takes outside for ball four. Well, Freeman works the walk. And there are runners at first and second and two down now in the top of the ninth inning. And that's it for Beck Way. So Kilgore will come out of the bullpen now for Northwest Arkansas. Two down, two in this top of the ninth inning. Rough Riders leading it 6-1. We'll step aside, return to RVS Ballpark after this on Riders Baseball Network.
The Covered Wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
This is Cole Reagans, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Pitching change brings Keelan Kilgore out onto the mound. The 27-year-old and former Philadelphia Phillies farmhand out of Wichita State will face Josh Hatcher, the left-hander. It's a lefty-lefty matchup. Six pitchers already for Northwest Arkansas in this opener of the series as we play here in the top of the ninth inning. It certainly figures it will factor in down the stretch in this series when you think about all the pitchers that they're using and all the arms that the Rough Riders have been able to see. In addition to that, you think about if they get to face him a second or a third time in this series, it'll certainly help them going forward. Kilgore making his 32nd appearance with Northwest Arkansas. 6.49 ERA for the left-hander. And the first pitch home to Hatcher is lined up the middle on one hop. The shortstop, Tolbert, with a beautiful pick onto second base just in time. Wow! Great play up the middle. And the inning is over just like that on the first pitch. We go to the bottom of the ninth inning next. 6-1 Rough Riders. Here on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday, home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days, presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third base line in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Now, back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
We're at the bottom of the ninth inning, and Skyler Hales takes over on the mound for the Rough Riders. Their de facto closer right now in this bullpen. Hales will face 4, 5, and 6 middle third of this order. Luca Tresh, Carter Jensen, and Peyton Wilson. Andy Rodriguez done after his two shutout innings. He allowed just two base runners, one on a walk, one on a fielder's choice. Really good work out of the bullpen for Rodriguez. So Luca Tresh stands in. He's provided the only offense today for Northwest Arkansas with a solo homer in the first pitch. Is fouled back 0-1. Right-hander on right-hander here to start the bottom of the ninth inning with the Riders leading 6-1. Tresh is 1-for-3 today with that homer. Only two hits offensively for the Naturals. 0-1. Swing and a miss on an elevated slider. And it's 0-2. the designated hitter today. Ben Anderson got the start for the Rough Riders. He went five innings, allowing just the trash homer. 0-2, way high to the backstop, slipped out of his hand, and it's one ball and two strikes. Arson Kindreich then went a scoreless inning. Andy Rodriguez threw two scoreless innings, and now Skylar Hales. He readies in the 1-2. That's high, and it's two balls and two strikes. Fastball at 96 miles an hour. Hales has been pretty electric in the mid to upper 90s with that fastball. 2-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Climbed the ladder and picks up the strikeout. One away here in the ninth inning. Ninth strikeout for Rough Riders pitching tonight. Here's Carter Jensen. The number five prospect is 0-3 with three strikeouts tonight for Northwest Arkansas. Hales looks in. He's got his sign and brings in the first pitch. Up and away, one ball and no strikes. Rough Riders tomorrow will face Northwest Arkansas again here in game two of this series. It's Winston Santos who will get the ball for the Rough Riders. 1-0. That's up and away, and it's two balls and no strikes. Santos got a start off last week after he dealt with a crack in his finger that was making it difficult for him to throw his slider. And he faces William Fleming. Here's the 2-0. Swing and a miss. Two balls and one strike on Jensen. Santos 3-3 with a 5.23 ERA. Guerrero 3-6 with a 3.6, as this is the pitch and it's fouled back. It's 2-2. It's Fleming tomorrow. He's 4-4 with a 6.85 ERA. Left-hander Tyson Guerrero was promoted right before the game up to AAA. Here's the stretch and the 2-2 pitch on the way to Jensen. Got him swinging. He elevated the fastball again. Skylar Hales, two batters face, two strikeouts. And the Rough Riders are now one out away from a series opening victory tonight. Rough Riders starting rotation will go Santos, Mitch Bratt, Nick Krauth, and then to be determined before Cole Drake takes the ball on Sunday for the finale. First pitch to Peyton Wilson. Inside corner, a strike, and it's 0-1. We'll see who will pitch on Saturday for the Rough Riders. The right-hander readies and brings in the 0-1. Swing and a miss. Went up and away with a fastball, and it's 0-2. Skylar Hales has a chance to whiff the side here in a non-save situation. Frisco leads it 6-1. Infield to pull. Here's the stretch by Hales. And the 0-2 pitch on the way from the right-hander. It's high. Wilson didn't bite. 1-2. He stretches once again, and the 1-2 pitch on the way. There's a fly ball hammered out to left field, sending Zavala back. He's at the warning track, feeling for the wall. He makes the catch, and the Riders win. Frisco wins the opener in Northwest Arkansas by a final score of 6-1 over the Naturals, and they win to start off this series. Big-time victory for the Rough Riders. Back-to-back wins. The pitching staff was phenomenal, allowing just one run on two hits tonight. And Frisco comes away victorious on this Tuesday night. Luke Maley will break it down for you in the postgame show when we come back here on the Riders Baseball Network.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The game may be over, but we're not done yet.
What a way to finish!
Post-game coverage on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
Back at Arvest Ballpark in Springdale, Arkansas, the Rough Riders winners in the series opener. 6-1 the final score. It's Ben Anderson who earns the win. He improves to 6-7. Cruz Noriega suffers the loss, dropping to 6-3. Anderson lowered his ERA in this one from 4.01 down to 3.9. So back sub 4 for Ben Anderson, picking up his 6th win of the year. Boy, was he impressive. He goes 5 innings of 1-hit, 1-run baseball. The only hit he allowed, a solo leadoff home run by Luca Tresh in the bottom of the 2nd inning. The only time that Northwest Arkansas tagged a run tonight, and came on that homer. The Rough Riders pitching staff was dominant. Anderson set the tempo with 5 1-run innings, 5 strikeouts and 3 walks. Larson Kindrick and Andy Rodriguez and Skyler Hales all combined to strike out 5 across 4 innings of scoreless one-hit baseball. They only issued 1 walk between the three of them. It was Andy Rodriguez who walked 1. Across 2 innings of work. The Rough Riders dominated on the mound. They also showed up on the hill. The top of the order did much of the damage. Each of the first 3 in the lineup collected multi-hit nights. Alejandro Osuna went 2-for-5 with an RBI. Max Acosta 2-for-4 with 2 RBI and a run scored. He had that 2-run double to pad the lead in the 9th. Cody Freeman also went 2-for-4 and drove in a run. Abimelech Ortiz drove in another run for the Rough Riders. That was on a home run. Daniel Mateo drove in another. He also scored a pair. Mateo had himself an RBI double and also scored that pair of runs. The Rough Riders get it done. 6-1 the final score. The final box score, 6 runs on 9 hits, 1 error for Frisco, 1 run on 2 hits, and 2 errors for Northwest Arkansas. The Rough Riders improved to 29-23 in the second half and 73-48 overall. Northwest Arkansas drops down to a game below 500 at 25-26 in the second half and an even 60-60 overall on the season. Game 121 is in the books. The series opener belongs to the Rough Riders. We'll step aside and preview what's to come tomorrow and the rest of the week when we come back on the Riders postgame show.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and Up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
You're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Back in Springdale, Arkansas, the Rough Riders get it done in game one of this six-game series. They win it 6-1, the final score, improving to 73-48 overall on the year. The Naturals sitting at an even 60-60. Plenty of fun to be had over the rest of this week. Tomorrow it starts off with the Rough Riders sending Winston Santos, the number 8 prospect in the Rangers organization, to the hill. He is 3-3 with a 5.23 ERA, and he will oppose the right-hander William Fleming, who is 4-4 with a 6.85 ERA. All sorts of top prospects to come throughout this week for the Rough Riders staff. The left-hander Mitch Bratt goes after Santos tomorrow. He's 2-1 with a 4.34 ERA. Nick Krauth gets the ball here in a couple of days. He's 8-5 with a 5.60 ERA. And those eight wins for Krauth pace all the Rough Riders pitchers and lead among active pitchers on this staff. The Rough Riders get it done tonight. 6-1 the final score. Abimelech Ortiz homers as Ben Anderson picks up the win. Five innings of one-run baseball. It came on one hit. It was a homer by Luca Tresh. He walked three and struck out five, earning his sixth win of the year. The Rough Riders, top of the lineup, showed up tonight. Each of the top three picking up two hits. And the Rough Riders walk away winners in game one of this six-game series. Game two tomorrow, as we mentioned, it's Winston Santos on the hill for the Riders. The number 8 prospect opposes the right-hander in William Fleming. That game at 7:05 tomorrow with pregame coverage beginning at 6:50 here on the Riders Baseball Network. On behalf of my partner, Zach Bigley, I'm Luke Maley saying thanks for spending your Tuesday evening with us. We hope to catch you here on the airwaves. 6:50 pregame coverage of game two of this six-game series between the Rough Riders and the Naturals starting tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Scott Burchett, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Rough Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit RidersBaseball.com. Until next time, go Riders! Let's ride!